This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today I am rejoined by the infamous Blackout Girls. How you guys doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm great. It's probably been, what, like 2 years since we did that last interview?
2 years.
And for the record, at that time, we just randomly met you guys on the street that day. Or did we know each other a little bit before that?
Hakeem invited us to do the When You Review Music thing.
Okay.
And then it just ended up going crazy.
Yeah. And then I remember we did this one podcast, and I think it was titled Three Random Girls We Met on the Street Pulled Up. And we were getting drunk.
A shit show.
Somebody here.
A fucking shit show. This is Welcome to the Shit Show, our shot glasses.
Somebody here. Oh my God.
It's 3 p.m.,
I'm
guys.
If I ruin your microphone, I'll buy you a new one. I'm so sorry.
No, it's totally okay.
I made an OnlyFans, so I have money now.
Oh, yeah. Well, we definitely got to talk about that. But my recollection of it was that we were all getting drunk and Lena pulled up in the middle of it and kind of had to like hall monitor the situation because we were all too lit. And somebody may or may not have been vomiting by the end of that podcast.
It will happen today, I promise.
It's in your bag.
No, it's not. You
last time, I think we were already bottle in.
A bottle in before we started? Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. The whole package. You know, we have like two more, stressful. I think, after that.
Somebody has the whole package of it.
I already took a big-ass shot.
No, I don't.
What are you looking for?
Girl, what are you looking for?
Welcome to the shit show.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, here we go.
I told you.
This podcast now sponsored by Red Bull.
And Casamigos.
Okay, so I don't know. That was a good time. How has life changed since then?
It's
we got better music videos since then.
I've noticed.
They're popping off. They were in Young Thug's video. Who else?
It is. It's kind of weird.
OGZ after he dissed us.
He dissed them.
What OGZ say?
Didn't say anything.
I don't think he meant to diss us. I think he just had a baby.
It was on your live.
Like, oh really?
Yeah.
That day.
His baby mama is like a pit bull.
I respect that.
She will fucking eat a girl alive looking at
him.
I respect that.
You're blocked.
I'm blocked too.
Well, case in point.
Yeah. I respect that. I respect the baby mama.
Yeah, the baby mama with him is a very important force. He don't need security. You got her. Okay, but so yeah, that's tight that you guys. I've noticed that I just keep watching random ass music videos, and all of a sudden the Black girls are there. Front and center, just in there. The Young Thug video definitely stood out to me. We watched that a lot of times.
My favorite.
I love that video.
Just to recapture you guys. What was that like?
That was fun.
It was really fun.
It was like we weren't going to go. And then our friend was like, just come, we're doing a video. And then we show up and it's Thugs. And we were like, okay. And then it was like 2 days of filming. So.
Did this girl like hate you guys by the end of it?
No, she's so cool.
We partied with her for her birthday.
Carly. Are they still together? I have no idea, but I don't think
either,
so.
Honestly.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I don't want any false news.
How was the vibe? What, did you guys become slats that day?
Yeah, we're slats.
We've been sluts.
You've been sluts, but did you become slats?
Wait,
what
from slut to slut.
Slats, that's like Young Thug. His gang thing. Slat, slime, all that shit. Yeah.
Slut to slat, yeah.
Yeah, he's
slut
really nice.
He was cool.
Yeah, he's nice.
No, yeah, he's nice.
You
he's
guys
respectful.
Get a chance to talk to him at all?
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we still hung out with him. We did like 3 videos for Thug.
Really?
Yeah. Wait, you guys should tell about the time you got pushed in the pool.
Oh, yeah. We went to his birthday party in Palm Springs.
And we didn't know they were shooting a video. I was fucked up. I was on drugs. I was on alcohol, whatever.
It was like a little
kid's
video.
And I get pushed in the pool out of nowhere. Someone picks me up and throws me
in. No, it was me first.
It was you first. But then it was me.
And I had my whole bag on me and all my tampons and everything. We're like flying out the back. There's like a music video and you could see all my tampons flying. floating in the pool. But
yeah, they
like,
included it in the music video.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Your tampons were floating in the pool.
They were floating
what
in the
video
pool.
What video is it? What is it called?
It's Lil Keed.
Who's the motherfucker that fucked you over that? I don't fuck with him. Who? What's his name?
I'm not.
Oh, well, I don't fuck with him. This motherfucker that filmed it.
I don't know who filmed it. No one that filmed that was bad.
Oh, not filmed it.
Conan Films did that one. He's not bad.
Okay, well, there's somebody I don't fuck with that.
Oh, from a music video?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think it was Blotty and Haji.
Blotty, suck my dick.
You guys are on the scene in a way that I so am not. You guys know everybody. This is crazy.
Yeah, I thought you were on the scene.
No way. I got a kid. I'm fucking posted up in this random ass warehouse doing interviews all day, every day.
Doing the interviews.
Adam, you're still on the scene.
I was more like that when I was on the strip. When I was on Melrose, I was meeting different people every day and stuff. Now I'm in this fucking cavern. I only meet people that come
to do
interviews.
I like these vibes, though. It's more like...
Wait, why did you move from Melrose to here?
The Melrose store was just... The vibe was kind of done. It was just sort of like a dead
scene. The IRLs were really fun.
The IRLs were fun.
Were we the last, like, lit IRL?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, I'm going to give that to us.
I mean, I think you guys were probably the last one of the era of like just doing a drunken, crazy podcast with random girls, which is like, that was a thing that we kind of did a lot for
a while.
You
did, yeah.
I feel like I've seen you guys over the past couple of years, though, and occasionally I'll see you guys and you'll be with a dude and I'll see the dude sort of looking at me like,
Just some dude.
I don't know. But
wait,
like,
what dude?
I've definitely seen you before and you were with a guy and I felt like the guy was looking at me like, you disrespected my girl on your podcast.
Was it at Rolling Loud?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, no, that guy was not affiliated.
I don't know. I just remember that the guy was...
What's his body say?
I don't know, but I just remember a dude looking at me sort of, and I'm thinking like, oh, man, he don't like the fact that his girl was drunk as hell on my podcast.
I didn't even know him. I met him there.
I remember anyone's girl.
I misinterpreted the vibes, though.
I saw you, and I was like, why is he so hesitant? I was like...
I just felt like the dude was looking at me crazy. I'm like, I don't want this guy to give me a wedgie or nothing.
No.
A wedgie? Oh, my God, I've been given many wedgies in my life.
Have you? That's kind of your thing?
No, I mean, like, she as got a kid, many wedgies. Being bullied.
Okay. I thought you had a wedge fetish.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I felt
Wait,
like...
are you taking a shot? Where's your shot glass?
We're doing another one?
Oh, I've done, like,
you
six.
You failed yours.
You can't just, like... I know you're a dad now. I respect it. I respect your was it your wife?
Not... at this time.
Not
she
yet.
Will be.
She will be. We better be invited to the wedding.
Yeah, if we're not invited to the wedding,
blackout girls, guess.
I'm going to get a bomb ass gift for you guys. Like, just
or maybe
know.
You guys could just babysit for us.
Oh my God. Can we make that a vlog?
Please. I know, that'd be such a good vlog. Wait, yes.
I'm good with babies. I love babies.
I come back. Parker's got a fucking lampshade on her head. She's dancing around the kitchen. No. I don't know.
Okay, she has chains on.
We'll teach her how to
she
twerk.
Got a chain on. She got a neck tat.
I made a TikTok for my little sister.
You did.
And then it was us drawing her eyebrows on. And then it got like 5 million views and it got taken down.
Yeah,
really?
It was child abuse.
All I did was draw eyebrows
TikTok
on. Like, come
is so
on, TikTok.
Sensitive. Yeah.
Oh, they are. It's crazy,
They're
isn't it?
They're so sensitive.
I love TikTok, though. We made one recently.
We had to delete a post of Lil Pump talking because he was holding a blunt. It wasn't even lit. We had to had to censor a blunt.
Even if you have like a jewel, you can't have that shit on TikTok, I don't think.
It's like they're trying to create a world where none of this real
a
shit happens.
But these kids go along with it. Like this new Gen Z fucking loves this like censored shit.
I know.
It's
I think
whack.
That maybe like the kids won't want to sell crack and join gangs because they know that they can't sell crack or join gangs on TikTok. And they like everything's about TikTok. So it's like, nah, fuck the gang. We can't put that on TikTok, bro.
I remember like, when,
even the rappers or singers that we met recently from like Gen Z are playing.
I know they're whack
so
as fuck.
Strange.
Like who?
Heard out of the young ones.
Who's your favorite male TikTok stars?
Ooh.
Well, we just had Bryce Hall on here.
I may allegedly have been involved, allegedly not. I don't know.
You're the one who broke up him and Addison?
I don't think that, but let's just say he was fooling around while he was with Addison, allegedly.
Well, okay. No, allegedly,
wait,
yeah.
Like,
it was alleged in the news. Well, we did the podcast yesterday and he said he didn't cheat on her, but...
Yeah.
They're broken up now, so who cares, right?
I mean, yeah.
We brought dick popsicles.
So you guys, where do you get these dick pops? You guys make these?
Spencer's.
Gotta hit Spencer's.
We had to go through
a little fucking wrapped up in here.
Wait, so none of you guys have fucked Bryce Hall?
No,
I have.
Allegedly, I haven't.
That's hot.
I
do you ever fuck Awesome McBroom?
Yeah.
Speaking of the fight,
I feel like he would like you.
He was really loud that
they
day.
They need to do a female version of these boxing fights.
Oh, I love that idea.
Let's challenge Selena.
But don't tie your hair up. Just
can we
like
challenge Selena
fight.
To a boxing
you
fight?
You can't. You have boxing gloves on.
You got a problem with Selena?
She has a problem with us.
Really? Why?
She hit us up when we were with Soulja that one time.
She thought that I said on our interview that I fucked academics. I was like, bitch, rewatch that shit. I did not say that.
You didn't fuck academics.
No, I never even met him.
She DM'd her and everything. She's like, bitch, I know you fucked my man's. And we're like, what the fuck, ho? We don't even know you.
I was like, girl, I never even met him and I don't know you.
So I was like, Soulja, get on the story and tell this bitch.
Can academics get it?
Uh-uh.
Oh. The fuck, man?
My dick is broken.
That's what she said. Well, that's what I said. Me you after said. Doing a lot of coke.
Take a shot.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Do you want a chaser?
I have a chaser.
I wish you had a cup, but whatever.
I know.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers to 2021.
Cheers, ladies. 2021 blackout girl.
Wait, but it's not the same because you don't have the shot glass we got you.
We can get Jason to bring it back in.
We can't just roast.
He can bring
it
back
hour.
In for the next shot.
You guys are fucking me up with this Casamigos, motherfucker.
What have you been up to the past?
Yeah, what
two
have you
weeks?
Been up to, Adam?
Well, I'm a dad now.
Oh, true.
Also, there, I don't know if you guys know this, but there was a global pandemic for the last year.
Really?
I know that.
Yes.
I had no idea.
I feel like you guys didn't stay in.
I did.
You did?
I was terrified.
Really?
I actually got it.
She did.
You got it.
I got coronavirus.
Yeah. And you survived.
I lived, yeah.
And I didn't get it.
You
I
didn't think get
I,
it.
I was together. Smoking out of the bong with her. I was like mm-hmm. doing
drinking
drugs. Still.
Same bottle, same puff.
Well, my theory is because she has O positive blood and she does it. And there's like this thing that if you have O positive, you don't get COVID.
Interesting.
Have you heard of that?
I don't know.
Did you get COVID?
I don't know any types of blood.
It?
No, I didn't.
Are you
not.
Vaccinated?
I'm vaccinated, yes.
Yeah.
Really?
You got all two?
Yep.
I'm terrified.
Shit. How do you feel?
Amazing. I didn't get sick. I'm like the only person I know who didn't get sick.
Did you see the people that got like the faces like drooped, half drooped?
I think that's Batman. Two-Face, one of the villains.
I saw people that got the vaccination and their face was like drooping. I was scared. I was like, I cannot look like this.
I already have that.
I'd rather have coronavirus.
I thought it was Xanax.
Coronavirus.
I heard someone say it like that in a while.
Shit is real.
That's when you knew it was real. Was when Cardi B said it like that. It was like right about the time that you knew it was real.
She said it very passionately.
No, I knew that shit was real when Coachella was canceled.
Oh yeah. No, South by Southwest.
Yeah.
I told Rochelle, I was like, South by Southwest is canceled. Next is Coachella.
We had some shit booked for South By, and then all of a sudden it was like, nope, it's over.
Are you going to Rolling Loud in next month?
Isn't it in Portugal or some
shit?
In
Miami.
I thought it was in Miami.
In a month? Fuck, I don't know if I can go.
You have to go.
You have to go. You're the fucking, what?
The SoundCloud guy?
No, you're just like,
I think you're more
why wouldn't
yeah.
Why wouldn't you go?
Really a thing now, is
I would
it?
No, not really. I would love to so. Send someone so I don't have to go.
Adam, you we'll have go. To go. What the fuck? It's the first
you
event.
Send us. Send us. We'll interview.
Yeah. Hi, we work for No Jumper.
What
now.
You guys are talking about is the sole reason why I feel anxiety about the pandemic ending is the feeling that there are all these
events?
And I have to go. It's not like, oh, you can go
vaccine.
If you want. No,
you're
it's
fine.
Like, you're
it's
Adam 22. You got to go to every fucking Rolling Loud. I don't care if there's 8 next year. You got to go to all of them. And you got to be out there, like, you know,
but
just talking to people.
Why wouldn't you want to?
Yeah.
Because I'm old and I don't want to socialize. I want to stay
are you
in my
now?
House.
What, 34?
I'm excited to go
I
want to
play with the baby.
Oh, yeah.
I
want to
play with the baby.
You bring the baby. We're going to babysit her, so we'll...
Oh, yeah.
We'll babysit her while you go.
But you guys are going to Rolling Loud.
Oh, yeah, we're going for sure.
You guys are trying to get signed.
Signed to what?
Yeah, signed to what?
I'm trying to get signed to fucking...
We need a manager.
We're trying to get signed by Lil Baby or something.
Okay, well, our ultimate plan is that me and Hayden made OnlyFans.
Yeah,
so
how is that going?
So we're releasing that. No, we have early
season. Oh, it's not out yet.
Yeah,
I'm dropping it today.
We're dropping it whenever this drops.
How hard are you going to go?
As hard as...
I need 10%. I'm not going to enforce that, but, you know, I kind of...
You kind of deserve it.
Okay, how hard are you going to go? Are there going to be dicks?
I mean...
Not just dick pops?
Pays the bills. No,
yeah,
like, I'm taking dick bill. Auditions because right now I've just gone topless, but I'm looking for a dick to suck, and I just got jaw surgery too, so my jaw can make moves. You
wait,
know?
Why? What kind of jaw surgery?
So I had TMJ. My jaw was getting complete law jock or jock law.
Jock law.
Was it from singing?
Jaw law. Was it from singing or just
no?
In
it was from like accumulation of because one bone was longer than the other, so it was growing like this. So when I would like open my mouth, it'd be like
it would lock
you
on the dick.
You need to show them a photo of you.
Oh my
dick.
God, you should see what my
no,
boobs look like.
No, 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 wait. No, there
so
was a time
you
where
had problems sucking dick because of this.
It was
she
so,
did.
So one time,
I was there
once.
One
time
she
I was sucking my sugar.
I
was sucking my sugar daddy's dick. The first time I ever got law jock or jaw lock. Sorry, I'm
what?
Fucking
lock jaw.
Law jock.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway.
Wait, this is your current sugar daddy.
No, he's dead now. He got shot in July and he died.
Oh, well, the one
who shot him?
Well, he got shot the first time with me in 2017, but then he got murdered in July 2020.
Yeah. What kind of dude was this?
He was in the cannabis industry. He was really high up. He was like a large distributor.
He was crim as fuck.
I know I'm saying this really like this, but it's because I've like learned
she breaks down at nighttime.
People die all every day. Where I'm from, people die every day. Nashua? He would be dying, so it's all good. Yeah. Anyway, so this old fuck that you clearly didn't give a shit about, he died.
She loved him.
That was like her man.
And he wasn't that old. He was only 20 years older than me. So when I was 21, he was 41.
Okay.
And like we were
no
we,
disrespect to him or his family. By the way, I don't know who's watching this, man.
We had like one of the craziest relationships where like we'd be fighting all the time, then we'd be like.
It was cute. Talk fun. You fight. You get back together. Yeah.
So, like, I had ditched him at Coachella because he was being fucking annoying as shit. He was on coke. He was being, like, super aggressive. I was like, fuck you. I ditched him at Coachella. And then, like, he ends up taking me out because he always did. But then the next night, I went back to his house. He got shot in the middle of the night, and I had a gun to my head. And so, like, I survived because I have God on my side.
Was it just a robbery or what?
No, it was an inside job. They were trying to kill him because there was money everywhere.
But they did rob him, right? Or no?
No, they did not. They didn't take anything. They were there to fucking kill us because there was money everywhere. There was product everywhere. They're just there solely for the reason to kill him.
They killed him in front of you?
Well, no. They shot him the first time. So then he...
they didn't finish the job.
After that, because they had beat the shit out of him, they had shot him. And then he had a stroke in the hospital because of all the, like, you know, shit that had gone down. Then 4 months later, he hit me up, and I met up with him, and he just wasn't mentally there because he had been, like, fucked with because of the stroke and everything.
Okay, yeah.
And so, like, I still kept, like, gradual contact just because, like, I don't know. So then 2020 hit, when the pandemic hit, he was being super persistent, like, I want to see you, I want to see you. And I was like, I was hesitant because, like, my mom told me not to talk to him. They told me not to talk to him. Like, everyone's like, stay the fuck away from him. So then...
We never do that.
Well, yeah, anyone with a hit on them, why would you, the fuck would you want to be around them?
Yeah, what? So he had a
call. All my homies got hits.
Yeah.
No. So he had I remember last time we came, he almost got shot the next day.
Yeah, hit on himself. Yeah, you had a hit on you the next day. We were there. Oh, my God.
I'm a hot topic. You heard.
You're not hot till you have a hit on you.
Oh, God.
Who trying to kill me? No, I'm just kidding.
So 2020 hit, and he was being super persistent, like, I want to see you, I want to see you. And I was like, sus. And then, so he had a condo in Laguna Beach. Sorry, I'm a little
girly.
I'm a little dread right now. What's going on? He had a condo in Laguna Beach, and he was like, I want you to come to my condo, I want to come to my condo. So the night before he died, oh, my God, I'm like, I feel so horrible for this.
I'm gonna cry on the stream.
It's a fact, though.
Okay, it's a fact. Okay, he was hitting me up being like, I want to see you, blah, blah, blah. I was like, fuck you. I hope you die. I hate you. The next day, he gets murdered. And I get, like, a text from someone, like, with the news article. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, he's fucking dead. So, like, all of August, I just went through a spiral. I was like, because I'd never known someone that I had fucked, that I actually had emotion with, that had gotten murdered or even gotten killed or died. Right. So it really fucked with me for a minute. And then, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think any of the girls I ever fucked in my whole life ever really got killed or maybe even died at all.
Yeah, do you know any girls you fucked that got killed?
Definitely not got killed. I don't even think I know it. But to be honest, though, I think of, like, sexual experiences I had, like, you know, 4 years ago, and I'm like, I will never remember that girl's name as long as I live.
Okay. I like
and that's
that.
Just kind of tight, you know,
I feel
just
like
knowing
he
that.
Barely even remembered our names.
I know he didn't even know who the fuck I was.
The blackout girls. Well, you went all Anglo-Saxon with this fucking blonde hair.
I know
you
I did.
Know?
Are you gonna switch it up? It's YOLO.
You're trying to hide being Hispanic.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I don't even know if I'm Hispanic. Honestly, I got 23andMe, and I had like all these random like.
She's like Native American.
You're Native Mexican.
No, I know I'm Mexican, but
oh,
like,
she's Native American too. Yes.
You're white fishing. Are you white fishing me?
No. Everyone's been calling me a white girl everywhere I go. I'm like, bitch.
No,
I have
they'll
blonde
be like
hair.
Those
I'm not white.
Two white girls. And we're like, neither of us are white. Half
I mean, you became so white that I didn't recognize you when you came in. That's kind of crazy.
What?
And like, I know who you are. Like, I've seen you on the internet a million fucking times. You guys are always together. I know you are. But when you walked in, it didn't register to me that was who you were because you now are a white girl.
Yeah, I feel that.
Well, now I'm a white girl. Did you ever see the video E.T. was in?
Which one?
We casted her for a Jeezy.
Oh, yeah, we did. We all twerked on Jeezy's
head.
Oh,
I think I actually saw that.
My first music video debuts.
Every time I see you guys in another rapper's video, I get kind of jealous. Like, those are my girls. Like, why am I not cut in on this deal?
You started us.
He tried to holler at me. He's like, hey, E.T., I'm trying to phone home.
You should I had braces at the time, so I was like, I'm not trying to phone home with braces. This is a little awkward.
You can't start with braces?
I just felt awkward because I was, like, in a transition, and I was just like, I'm not trying kind of like.
Look at you taking G-Eazy's cock for granted, bro. That's a one of a kind dick.
Right now. Oh my God. He's.
I'm saying, like, you gotta fuck G-Eazy, right?
Never.
I'm sure that date.
It's a rite of passage in LA.
I think that's an LA thing. That's what I was gonna
say.
You
gotta fuck G-Eazy.
How many girls do you know that have fucked G-Eazy?
I feel like fucking G-Eazy is like going to Trippie Redd's house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, whose like, house?
Trippie Redd.
Every bitch in LA brags about that.
You've seen those memes.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Yeah.
I've never been to Trippie Redd's house.
Yeah, but
surprisingly.
But if the invite comes in, are you going?
We've had many invites.
Oh, but you just don't want to go?
I've just seen the meme, so I'm like.
Oh, okay. It's not that we don't want to go. We just never have the time to go. I don't know.
I'm always like fucked up by the time anyone hits me up.
Are you guys in relationships at this point with any?
Never.
No.
Well, not never. Maybe when I'm 30.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm waiting till later in life.
How have you been making money through the pandemic? And this is all, obviously, there's an elephant in the room, which is a certain TV show that we're going to start talking about at some point here. But how have you guys been making money through the pandemic since the OnlyFans hasn't launched yet? Strip club shit was fucked up for a while, I'm assuming.
Still fucked up.
Yeah. Everyone has been doing like house strip clubs. We've only been to like two of those though.
We had enough money
to just kind of get by through it.
Because we save up.
Yeah, right. We save up. Like, we're not.
But also, there's been poker games too that have been really fun. And
really?
Also, some music videos that started coming back around.
Okay.
But we don't really know if we want to keep doing music videos because it's kind of like outplayed.
There's like only three people.
Well, I want them to get Justin Bieber's video and they didn't get the pop star video. So, like, I feel like after that, you guys were like, I'm done with videos.
You tried to be in the pop star video?
Yeah, because she was actually in the. Our friend Sydney was in the pop star video.
Oh, lit.
And she had submitted us. We didn't get it, but. After that, our dreams were crushed.
Fuck
we were like Drake we were and depressed. Justin Bieber. Those are our two main.
We were
like,
depressed for like a month.
They were literally depressed.
Like, damn, I was like, depressed.
Justin Bieber performing a Drake song. What a rare moment
sexy.
To be a part of, you know?
He's so
never
sexy.
Gonna happen Wait, again.
Not even performing, but lip syncing. Right? Yeah.
It looks so fun, though.
It did.
I've been so happy to just be there.
I'm a pop star, not a duck.
But after Thug, it was kind of like we can't just do any random video. That's how I felt.
Anyway. I felt like that, too. It was like I'll get little videos, and I just can't do them because I just feel like...
If the pay's not right, I'm definitely not doing it.
I really don't like videos anymore because people will be like, you get paid this, and we'll show up, and they'll send like half of what they
Recently,
said.
Recently, I've been seeing casting directors trying to pay like $60 for a music video. And
$60.
I'm like, hell fucking no.
For 10 to 12 hours.
What do you think is fair?
Like 5 to 8 at
for,
least.
Well, that's for us though.
Yeah.
Like, because I think, you have a bit of a reputation. You've been doing this. You
yeah.
know you're
like,
good
when
at
you've
it.
Done big artists, it's kind of like, why not get more money?
We started out with like Gabe.
But
so it's like from Gabe to Young Thug is like.
Like life
kind of crazy. Yeah.
Gab 3.
I saw you tweeted yesterday that interview got taken down.
We call him Gab 3.
Yeah. Gab 3. They made us remove it because the fucking Mike the Ruler kid was
underage.
Trying to get into college and his mom was like, if you don't remove this, I'm going to sue you. I'm
that
like,
was like
oh
when I hit you up
Corny.
Because she was trying to.
Oh, yeah. That's why we had asked the last time.
I hit
time.
You
because we didn't
I was
know
like,
if it was
going to
affect
this taken
our American Idol.
Oh, yeah. That was a different time. Yeah. You guys didn't try to sue me. Are you? Do you
Never.
Still wish that interview was taken down?
No.
It's a part of history, right?
To be honest, yeah, it is. I'm going to be honest with you. I was like really like not feeling it for a month because like I just had never been.
The comments were crazy, Adam.
I didn't have social media. I was just really alarmed by a lot of it.
Right.
And so I apologize. I'm sorry. But now
cool.
I'm cool just because like I look at it as like that's a part of my past in a way where like the things I talked about, like I'm not ashamed of it.
I'm grateful it happened.
No, like I shouldn't be ashamed of it. And like
Hell
people
no.
try to like comment to me, like even like people after American Idol was aired, I've gotten like. Hate
you
because
saw the,
of it, but
you
it's
saw
like,
the news
yeah, I've
articles.
Got articles written about me because of, but like, I don't care. It's a part of my past. It is what it is. I'm not involved in it. It's 2021. Mm-hmm. And I'm not involved in that
I
shit.
I think that the thing that was crazy to people was just how gleefully you were speaking about it. Like, I would fuck some random guy and get $1,000. I was like, this is amazing. I'm going to do this every day.
People expect you to be shameful about that stuff. And it's like, I don't understand why. Because prostitution is the oldest work in the industry in general, in human life. Like,
doesn't God love hoes?
He does. I heard...
Jesus hung out with the fucking hoes.
I gotta ask Chance the Rapper, but I heard he does. Yes.
Jesus hung out with the hoes, the prostitutes.
Oh, so yeah. Like her tits hanging out in one.
It is in his face. He was trying to like not to look at me while I did it.
Who, Chance the Rapper?
Yeah.
Wait, you were with Chance the Rapper?
I did a hot shower. No, I did his video.
Oh really?
It was hot shower for Chance the Rapper. Yeah.
He didn't try anything with you?
No. He's totally.
Yeah.
No hoes.
That was an organized
wife.
He wouldn't even look at you?
No, but I'm literally on like a court like table with him like twerking. It made it on New York Times Square.
Yeah, she was on the Times Square with her ass and everything.
I was really excited, yeah.
Have you guys had any plastic surgery since I last saw you?
No.
Stop lying.
I haven't.
Just filler like my lips.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the same old BBL?
Yeah.
I tried getting a new one this year after my OnlyFans kicks in.
I want a new one. I want some boobs.
You want another one? You're addicted to it.
No. If I was addicted, I would have got one. Like,
it's not addicted.
Quarantine.
It's more just like upgrading what I don't like. Like, not what I don't like, but what I need to upgrade.
That's how it feels?
Yeah.
I tried to get filler, and the lady said no to me straight
she
up
said she
when
had
I went
an
with her.
Face.
She said if she did her lips, she'd have an 8 face.
Yes. Really? Like, so your lips would look weird? I don't know why.
I try to get rude, honestly.
No, I try to get filler where my laugh lines are, and she's like, you're going to look like an 8 face. I'm like,
whoa. And then I take my mask off because I'm like, can you do my lips today? And she's like, your lips are touching your nose.
Honestly,
but she did them.
I hate on the lip filler, but I think you guys' look good.
Thank
right?
you.
You know, I don't think it looks fucked up, which is a lot
Thank
of times
you.
I end up thinking
I
it looks
I think the most
up.
Important thing is to do your research, like whenever you get anything mm-hmm. done.
Is to always at
I
least
see a lot of girls that
like,
get their lips
something.
Done, they look fucking scary.
Oh yeah.
It's ugly.
The side Tana Hojo. Is-
How dare you?
He said that's my friend, bitch.
Tana
fuck that
Hojo.
Bitch. She openly talks shit on them and says she doesn't fuck with them when she has never even like had a cordial conversation with them. She just hates them.
Yeah.
Where just did Tana say that?
There, okay, so I'm not gonna say which specific friend, but it's a friend that lives next door to her. And she's like,
well, is that
just,
very
just
specific?
Go with it. Just air it
fuck
out.
It. All right.
No, she's like, what did she say exactly? She's like, I don't fuck. Like,
she wouldn't let us go to his house.
Yeah, she was like, he was like, you guys can't come back to my house because
he was like,
she's
neighbor.
A crazy psycho neighbor. Or
and
whatever.
He was like, and she sees me with you right now, so she's going to come over in the morning, so can I go to your house?
So then
and
we forced like, no. him to let us come over.
Yeah. And then nothing up. Happened because he was like, I got to go somewhere. But I think
you guys are
just
like the girls that girlfriends get mad at.
Why?
She was my
one's girlfriend.
You would
know.
I would know, yeah. No, my girl totally fucks with you guys. She's cool with you guys.
I
but
fuck with her too.
Lena dipped on me. You DM me that next day. You were like, me and Lena.
I was blacked out before she even got there. So
right. I was just a bitch.
He's like, I was sober, but I was
I
no,
always
cool.
talk about that podcast because we were all hanging out. The vibe was good.
It
I'm
was
like,
great.
Oh, I'm going to get some alcohol. Boom. She's puking like 20 minutes later.
If I
I'm
didn't
like,
puke,
we
it
had three
been
bottles
even more
and
iconic.
Had no food that day.
I had no food.
Same.
That's when I realized, I'm like, oh, like, I can take 2 shots or 3 shots and be fine, but these fucking 100-pound girls that have not eaten anything all day besides celery, they can't take 2 or 3 shots.
Not even celery.
They're
going to
end up
fuck
in the bathroom.
Celery. Yeah, what?
Because as a guy, if you are, like, a guy who drinks in 2021 and you're hanging out with girls, it's like you're constantly on that line of, like, is she too drunk? Like, you're out drinking, but if she gets too drunk, then you... You probably
well,
don't want to hook
I'm
up with
down
her.
Down before I'm drunk, then
legally, I don't know how
fine.
Far that goes, or especially in the court of like Twitter.
Well,
shaming.
I feel like I make it known when I'm down.
One time I was if I'm one drunk. One time I was busting it, and then I realized I was too drunk in the moment, and I just threw up everywhere.
That's what
and
you
then,
do, yeah.
While twerking.
What? No, while busting
like,
it.
What's busting it? Just fucking?
I was fucking,
oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And so the guy like starts panicking. He's like, Rochelle. And then he like goes and gets her, and I'm like,
what time is this? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. You know what time it is.
You know, I've had that experience back in the day where you'd be hooking up with a girl, and like maybe she, like I remember one time, I like this girl I was seeing, she hit the 40 like really hard before we started to
the
fuck.
40.
And all of a sudden,
kind of girl was
yeah,
this?
I know. This is where I was at in my life.
She
but,
sounds like she might be our friend.
No, but then we have sex for like 10 minutes, and by the end of the 10 minutes, it's like she, like that 40, that like that big ass sip from the 40, that was the end of her night. And it's like, it was weird to realize that while we were, you know,
doing it.
Because
like
it
you're
gets
in
tricky
a mood.
Out there.
Yeah, it must
Who
be
knows?
Awkward. Because
wait, that's cute. Is that you?
Yes, it's me on a bike.
The side track.
I need one. Oh, can I have one?
I don't know if it's still available. From
I'll give you my.
I want Lena one. Doesn't Lena have one?
Yes.
I want.
We have the baby too.
We
shut the
fuck
up.
I
want the whole family on my desk.
Like a Barbie. I want my Adam and Lena.
Well, since you guys are going to be our babysitters.
So when's the next offspring?
You know, it's kind of like a toss up of like, do we do it soon or do we wait a few
At
years?
At least 2 years, I think.
She wants to wait a few years, yeah.
Well, of course, with her job. I understand that.
No, because they have to be friends. Like,
I'm sure she was still bomb pregnant.
How
right?
was her money while she, I mean, I don't want to get personal if that's too personal.
Huh?
But what if I get pregnant?
No, but I'm saying, like, as you're pregnant, like, what if I get pregnant?
Well, my OnlyFans.
I mean, it slowed down just because you couldn't shoot content and stuff for a while. And then even after you have the baby, because she has C-section, it's like, you know.
Oh, shit, yeah.
But now she's back in the grind. Like, she's a mom. 5 days a week.
She
schedules photo shoots and
she seems
whatever.
Like she's on top of her shit. Completely. Yeah.
Wait, that's gnarly. Yeah. She had a C-section.
I respect her.
Last
Damn.
Minute emergency.
Was she okay with that? Like, how did that go down? Was she scared?
It was kind of like, yes, it was scared, but it was like, wow, like a C-section's way better than like the baby's life Coming being up. In jeopardy. Because there was like a couple moments where when we're in the hospital and she's all hooked up to all the machines and shit, and there's a moment where like we're sitting there, I'm looking at my phone, and then there's 10 doctors run in because they're tapped in with like the baby's heart rate and stuff, and like her heart rate stopped for like a few seconds and stuff.
So the baby or Lena?
The baby, because you know, the baby was so big that the fucking circulation was starting to get cut
How
off.
How big
that
was your baby?
Well, she was like over 2 weeks late.
Oh,
How
okay.
many pounds was the baby?
Well, she was, I think, almost 8 when she was born, but she's in the 99th percentile of height still. Like, she's
So she's going to be like your height.
This bitch long.
So you were
she's
nervous.
She's going to be a model.
What is it? NBA? WNBA?
WNBA young girl. That's gonna be. I'm gonna change your name.
No,
you
no,
just like
never,
Lil Tay her.
Lil
you should
Parker.
Lil Tay her. Just her whole life.
Should I? Yeah, just turn her into a gangster rapper from day one. I kind of like that.
I'll bring my
we
sister
help
in.
That.
She can
we'll help with the babysitting on that one.
That's so amazing. I wonder like what kind of lit chicks my daughter's gonna get exposed to early on. Because all the like porn star girls we're friends with, like by the time my daughter knows what the fuck's going on, they're all gonna be like. 40-year-old moms and shit.
I know.
You
are
know?
You worried about like your daughter seeing
like
nah,
like
she,
you
your
or
sex
Lena?
Tape?
I don't think you should be.
She's gonna be
not,
a scientist.
I don't think you should be either.
Yeah, I'm picturing like me telling my kid about it. It's like, you know how mommy's really pretty? Well, some people think mommy's so pretty they want to pay her to take really pretty photos.
I like that vibe.
You know,
period.
I feel like I can imagine how I would like explain it. That you know, and I'm probably. Probably never going to want to have a conversation about the fact that dad was in there with his meat out.
I saw
you know,
daddy getting his booty ate on Twitter.
To be honest,
I'm going to try to avoid talking about that.
But she's going to see it. It's on Twitter.
Is she going to have Twitter? Hopefully.
Don't let
her. I mean, I'm sure it'll migrate somewhere
Honestly,
else.
Kids that come from people that have a lot of exposure, I feel like are way more intelligent. Like, who's the girl that... Johnny Depp's daughter, I feel like, is so intelligent.
She might even just go the opposite direction.
Yeah,
but
like,
picture how crazy it would be if my daughter, like... People like tagging her in a retweet of a video from like literally like
Your
17 years ago.
Oh my god.
The Easter
That's
orgy
like the meme.
Exactly.
That like my
like
mom
people
made.
Literally will tag her in that kind of shit. So it's like imagine the like level of defense that we're gonna have to
it's
get
okay.
our kid
when
ready
we
for,
have
you know?
Kids, when we have kids, they'll hang out with your kid and they
That's
can
That's what
all...
I'm saying, yes.
Defend us.
But that's what I'm trying to... we had that conversation the other day. Like, we put our kid in a private school. It's like, are the other parents of the private school, if they're like, you know, the fucking president of some bank, are they going to want their kid going to school with Adam 22's kid? Like, yeah, they have money, but they got it from doing porn and interviewing rappers. Like, fuck him. I don't want my kid around him.
It's 2021.
How are they going to talk shit?
Hopefully, but like, who knows if like fucking Lena Dunham's kid's going to want to go to school with Adam 22 and Lena's kid.
But it's like, your kid is still in the same school
fuck
as theirs.
Lena Dunham,
so
is it? She's not.
It doesn't matter.
She raped
she's controversial
somebody.
As fuck. Oh
raped her sister that's or something, what, right?
Yeah, she said she did some sus shit, said some sus shit.
And then
know.
She blocked me on Twitter, which is even worse.
Please elaborate on this rape.
It's open. There's somebody that wrote like an open thing that she raped. Like, I don't.
It was like her sister, and she had this article about like fingering her sister when they were little kids. Jesus Christ, it feels gross.
Why did she block you? What did you say to her? What did you say to her?
She said something about smoking weed, and I was like, yo, quit talking about weed. You're going to ruin it for us.
Ew.
And she blocked me. I was like, you're going to make it seem lame for everybody else. Boom,
you should
blocked.
Not have even had her ass on this.
That
That's
was like
disgusting.
8 years ago. I'm so mad at you, Lena Dunham. What the hell's wrong with you? And I'm mad that Iggy Azalea blocked me when I defended her.
I think Iggy McCarty is a bad bitch.
That's
like,
wait. I thought you were going to say a bad dad. I was going hard
bitch.
For Iggy. I was
love
defending
Iggy.
Her.
Iggy gave
Iggy.
Me that Christmas present that I needed.
What?
She did.
That story.
Iggy gave me the rage that I needed because I didn't have a Christmas this year. And honestly, I was raging. Myself, so seeing that was amazing.
But I also love Cardi too, so I'm not picking sides. His new video is so fire. Like, shout
you like
out
that?
His
fuck whole up crew the, is fuck fire up the grocery too. Store.
I love like
shout
Mitch
out
Mugs.
To Mitch
Joy Division.
Period.
And Shayna Belly.
What? Oh, yeah, I see Shane smoking cigs in the video.
I was like, we should have been in this fucking video.
He was one of my first ever lit No Jumper interviews. Shane Gonzalez back in the day with Ian Connor.
Oh, okay. I think I have seen that then.
Legendary shit.
All right, Ian.
That's some old times.
I think they're fire as fuck for their movement that they're bringing on. Like the rock star.
If I see Cardi, he's going to make a security beat me up.
Why? He doesn't fuck with you?
Because I just talk shit about him so much and his gay vampire persona.
Yeah. I love it. I love him.
His security is definitely
going to
beat me up.
I love him. It's fire.
That's why I got to keep the blaming.
Wait, why did Iggy block you exactly?
That's what I don't get. I think I might have DM'd her and been like, yo, let's do an interview.
He's That's why she blocked you?
But I also might have not. I might have just like talked about her too much on the podcast to the point where she was like, fuck this dude, I'm blocking him.
I hope she doesn't block me.
Yeah, Iggy.
We said so many nice things about her.
No,
I
got
really
in a
had
fight.
Her back.
I got in a fight. Me and her got in a fight at the observatory to get front row to Iggy's concert.
This is when we were like
so embarrassing.
17 or 16.
No,
right?
I think we were 15.
We were 15, yeah. Her
you
concert.
Guys were so smashing rappers with fake IDs at 16, huh?
No.
No, we didn't meet
anyone.
Well, Gabe got us into it initially when we turned 18.
Don't air the homies out, all right?
We're not airing him out.
No, I'm not airing him out.
He didn't get us into anything.
No, okay. I started this out in our whole career. Yeah, I never even knew I'd be a video girl.
Wanted to be a video girl, but then he put this post up and it was like, I'm looking for two female models. And then I was like,
no, he said three. I was in that video too.
Oh, yeah. We did Lost in the Night. Cardi's in that video too.
Yeah. Hey, I have an important question for ET before we start talking American Idol.
Oh, yeah.
How is it hanging out with these thick mamacitas with BBLs when you yourself are so
they
skinny?
Didn't have, I love it.
They didn't have BBLs when I met them. They were skinny little bitches like me.
We were in a fight when we got our BBL, so we
didn't even talk to her.
Really?
Yeah, we didn't talk for a whole year and a half, and that's when I got in a relationship and got all corny. And fuck. But, like, yeah, so I wasn't, you know, they weren't thick when I knew
but
them.
But they're out here augmenting their bodies. Are you not tempted to do, because you got to eat a lot of KFC.
I don't have fat, first of all.
You got to eat a lot of KFC if you're going to want to get a BBL.
The thing is like, we're not, like, just because we're friends doesn't mean we're the same individuals.
Completely.
We're, like, no, we all do different things. We're all individuals in this, like, in this friend group. We all have our same different preferences. I'm so fucking dread right now.
Like, she sings.
Do you know what the word dread means?
No, I was wondering. I was like,
dread means, like,
slow.
Fuck.
Slow.
Like, when you're fucked up. I haven't drank and
I think it's a New York thing, right?
Wait, I have to go to the bathroom real quick.
She's going to
bring Sydney on.
Has anyone ever called you a treesh?
A what?
A treesh.
I've never heard that.
You never heard that? Yeah, see, define treesh.
Sydney, do you want to take her spot for a minute?
Yes,
Sydney.
Sydney with the glittery Von Dutch hat coming through.
I love it.
I really missed you.
I literally came from a lodge appointment where no makeup. They called me. They were like, hey, what are you doing right now?
Bro, Sydney got the snatched little waist. How old are you?
You do.
23. Okay, yeah. let's just
no,
this.
She has a baby, too.
You have a baby?
She has a baby with that little body.
Whoa, inspo. That's crazy. Right?
Definitely. Yeah.
Goals.
How old's your kid?
She's five.
Five?
Yeah.
Yo, consistently, I get made to feel older and older on here because I have a five-month-old daughter.
I am
37. Okay. Every
Look
day,
at Kim Kardashian.
Every day, I interview a different 21-year-old who has like a four-year-old daughter. It's really making me. I've been missing out.
Kids and she's a
MILF. Adam, you're still
but no,
a bad
but
bitch.
I love it because thank like you, when you have them like younger, like you bounce back. I promise you, like if I showed you the photo of 5 days after I had her, my stomach was right back.
I've seen it on her.
Yeah, really? I've seen it too.
I'm gonna tell my girl that you should have had a kid when you were 18.
No, she looks bomb.
No, Lena but I mean, some people it's like it's also genetics though.
Yeah,
like,
some people really do have to work for it, which I respect. But
so how did you start hanging out with them?
We met at the Go Crazy shoot, and I don't know what happened. Like they know I don't like people.
I don't know.
I don't.
So and
like,
then
I was so to myself, and we met.
We officially met at a party. Remember?
On your birthday, we met.
Like we
on
met
birthday.
At the set, and then like a week or two later, we went to a party with.
Fourth.
Oh, okay.
And then we had bumped into you.
And then I loved them because when I like, because we met there, but then when I saw them there, I realized they did not give a fuck.
They
like
don't.
It doesn't ever. Matter who you're around. They say whatever they want.
Yeah.
And I was like, I love them for that because I'm so blunt.
That, we talk like this. So. Like, the interviews to everyone all day. Like,
and then
I
she watched
normal.
The interview.
Right.
You guys are like rappers.
They told me, they said, do not watch it. Do not watch it. Do not watch it.
I
so
honestly,
I watched it.
I might become a rapper.
I hate when people tell me they've watched our interview.
And like, what is,
it made me feel weird. We were too close to.
That's why we have to keep doing interviews, though, so you guys can always have an updated version. You can be like, don't watch that old one. Watch the new one.
Yeah, the new one's way better.
That's why I DM'd you and I was like, Adam. We need to upgrade. Some shit's going on.
We gotta get some updates going. Yeah, for sure.
I was trying to get only ET, and you were like, "Let's have all of y'all."
Has she made you sluttier?
She
has inspired you to like sort of be more ratchet.
Either of you. Which one is more ratchet?
You guys are the slut influencers, right?
No, not at all.
We're the like who gives a fuck. Anything she tells you've called us like, is this wrong? And we're like, no.
So if I do something crazy and like, you know, when you like want to tell someone but you don't want to feel judged. I call them.
She What's does. The craziest because thing? Like, give us an example. Give us the best one.
I'm just saying.
Keep in mind that
a
girl came on here and told us that she sucked off 7 basketball players in a row.
Oh, no.
Nothing like
no,
that?
No, they know I'm not like
okay,
that at
fuck.
All.
Fuck.
Like, so me, like, what?
You guys share a mic. Yeah. Come on. We need all this energy.
This bitch goes.
Send me these take shots.
This bitch goes.
I'm taking them. Okay. I got them.
This bitch goes. Like all the time.
I need to get your
stop. No.
No, no, no. We're gonna talk about it.
Honey. You
How's
don't
that
gotta
going?
Be conservative around here. We're on no.
How's the
chopper.
Coke buffet over there?
I don't. No, I don't go there all the time. All
right, okay.
We've met. That's where I saw them.
Sydney, let's expose some motherfuckers.
Come on, Sydney, I know you got the intel.
I know you got the intel.
Have to bleep some names this if they're the, not the homies.
This ain't the thoughts next door.
Oh, Selena Powell really gonna kiss that fade, huh?
Where is she? Isn't she in LA right now?
Why don't you tell her to pull up?
Let's go.
I feel like she would tell me if she was in LA.
Selena, pop through.
I'm Selena gang.
No, I don't fuck with that shit.
You
don't like Eliza?
I want her to run through it.
Eliza's her homie who sucked the 7 dicks.
I mean, she hasn't said anything to us.
So, can I tell you something, though?
Yes.
I know they don't like her at all.
Speaking of the mic,
I would, like, I've never, like, hung around her, but she's funny as fuck.
She's so funny.
Like, don't get me wrong. I, like... Because of the people that I know and everything, I could never like hang around her and this and that just because of
not,
the look that she okay. has. I would never want that portrayed on me.
You're a Trey Songz girl?
But no, I've never met him.
I have never met him.
You're being corporate. No, but I know. You need to throw those shots back.
If I'm bored, we need to get more tea, girl. Come on, let's get crazy here. Let's get the tea.
We know you got tea, bitch.
We need the tea.
One bottle down, girls.
That's what No Jumper is, the tea.
We should have got 3 bottles.
She wipes it up with her finger. We haven't had a good tea episode in a while.
Can we get some tea?
Adam, I know Wait till Yassi hears out her tea.
Adam, I must say.
Yassi sipping tea in your hood.
I like your vibe.
Come here, Yassi.
I don't know. When I first met you, I didn't fuck with your vibe. But right now, there's like a refreshness about it. I don't know how to explain it, but like, I don't know. I really fuck with you.
I feel like you're like a changed person. Yes,
I've accepted my dad's status, and I'm not trying to fuck every girl I meet. So I think
that's what it is.
Yeah, like I'm not trying to fuck you guys. Last time I was like, yo, let me get my girl here so
we
can all
fuck. We were so fucked up. We're not gonna judge you on that.
It's funny because recently, like maybe a few months ago, all the Corona people were like, we're gonna email Adam and let him know exactly who the fuck you guys are.
Okay, so there was this Facebook post, and it was a picture of Selena, Eliza, and Chief Keef's baby mama. I don't know.
Oh, Slim Danger.
You know the meme that goes around?
The whole Corona was like, these bitches are familiar. And I was like, so I log on Facebook just to check my dad's shit. Cause like he always posts fucking weird shit on me. So I'm like, I need to see what's on Facebook. So I'm like scrolling and it was like, these bitches are like some of the bitches we grew up with. And I was like, what bitches are those? And he said, you. And then he said the N-word. He's like a white dude. I was like, yo, this is criminal.
They do that sometimes.
I was like, this is criminal. Like
was it Chet Hanks?
No, it was a nobody ass.
It's like a nobody from Corona. So and then he was like, I'm going to email Adam and tell him who you really are. And
I was like, did that podcast not speak for itself?
Yeah, what could be worse than what you said on that podcast?
Period.
That's
what
I was like,
I didn't fuck with you guys. He was trolling you the whole time. Blah, blah, blah.
Take
we're going
to
email
him.
I was like, are you chasing me?
Even if he was trolling, we're still friends.
Could Chet Hanks get it?
I don't know what he looks like. I've been hearing his name all week, but I don't know what he looks like.
He speaks in patois.
I don't know.
He's just kind of a hot picture like Tom Hanks, but like 40 years younger, and he's kind of got a six pack, but maybe he's like not as consistent as he could be on his diet, you know. But he's doing all right.
There's a few rappers. I want to holler at Lil Nas X. I just want to say that right now.
After the Montero
video.
Oh,
Corona?
No, 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 no.
Corona?
No, Can I please? I want a threesome with Lil Nas and the devil.
And another dude?
No, just the devil. Just Satan. I want my shoes. I want my Satan shoes. Lil Nas X.
That's actually a really hot mental image. You, Lil Nas X.
And the devil.
And the devil.
And knowing that he's not enjoying it and he's off a rhino.
No, he can fuck the devil. We'll
Yo, deadass, people thought he was a part of the cult because of that video. It's so hilarious. Like, this guy... I know. Posted this whole like Instagram conspiracy, like Lil Nas is involved with the Illuminati. Da, da, da. It's like, bro, he was trolling.
All the Christian people came out of the closet to get mad at Lil Nas X. That was
he's trolling. Like,
she got the devil on her arm. Jesus Christ.
Friday the 13th. I was like 15. Like,
amazing.
Yeah, bro.
People... All right, yo. Elephant in the room. Yeah, E.T., you were on American Idol. How did that happen?
She wanted subscribers for OnlyFans.
I'm gonna be a little dead ass here. I don't care what you guys say.
What do we say?
I was in a very big rut to my life. I was like, what am I doing with my fucking life?
She broke up with that boyfriend that we talked about. Remember
that boyfriend I was with when we were?
He's a fucking bitch. He doesn't fuck with us. Fuck him.
Yeah,
he has yellow teeth.
He's alive.
Doesn't brush his teeth.
He's not dead like the other guy.
Please floss. Everybody.
Please PSA. Floss.
Not specific, just PSA. Adam, tell me you floss.
Oh, I floss, yeah. every couple of days. Exactly. I wish I couple did day. More. I would brush my teeth twice a day.
Do you floss?
Yeah.
You better fucking floss.
I brush my teeth twice a day and I floss every other.
If you don't floss, you're a criminal.
But I have an electric toothbrush now, which I didn't used to have.
Okay, that's a step.
I used to be like a regular toothbrush guy. Now I got the electric one. I hated it at first. I love it now. Yeah.
Okay. That's bougie.
Thank you, Lena.
Yo, your tat looks bomb, by the way. I don't know. I'm just
What were you saying about
American Idol? You were at a bad place in your life.
I was in a very big rut in my life because I was going to school and I was like, I hate school. I hate this shit. It's a pandemic. I was like, what am I fucking doing with my life? My ex broke up with me because...
He wasn't our friend.
He broke up because he was working in, like, the stocks. And so, like, for the first 2 years of working for a company that works with the stocks, he wasn't making money.
The stocks.
Like, he worked for, like, a company
Wolf,
you know, but, like, the trading companies,
right?
So he worked for a trading company. He wasn't making money for the first 2 years. I was supporting him emotionally throughout the whole thing.
Emotionally?
You were buying your own tickets to
okay,
see
yeah,
him.
Okay, yeah, I bought him tickets
and
to see him.
Actually.
Anyway, yeah, okay, shut up.
He's no Jordan Belford.
Period.
He's no Batman Kevo.
Deadass. Anyway.
I don't even think he's...
I was hella depressed, and I was like, I'm trying to get on The Bachelor. And so I tried to get on The Bachelor. They didn't accept my shit. And so American Idol, I was like, oh, I can sing. All right. And so I do a Zoom audition. And
you weren't even going to do it at first.
Oh, yeah. Rochelle convinced me. So I had a Zoom audition, like... what's it called? Scheduled. I'm so drained right now.
Fuck. The alcohol is kicking in.
I'm not really this incoherent. I swear. I'm just fucked. I got drunk. I was a little nervous, Adam.
That's cool, yeah.
Adam, I'm not kidding. Adam, I was very nervous. Care.
I got a little drunk too, man. You guys are hitting
get a little
me.
More.
Take shot number three.
Sorry. Adam,
I feel like this interview would be a letdown if one of you doesn't puke.
Not gonna lie, we were scared you weren't gonna drink.
Why?
Because we watched
your dad.
I never drink normally. Can we get some paper towels? Is that what Laura's doing? Oh, you have them.
Laura already bought it. Laura's
you already knew this was gonna happen.
By the way,
you
did a great.
Oh, we love Laura.
We love Laura. How did you find her?
How did I find her?
Yeah, we love her right from the moment we entered. She was so open.
She was so kind.
I love her energy.
I felt invited by her.
Listen,
I did
but if she starts
nervous.
Running around with y'all, I don't know, Laura.
She's
fired.
Like,
you're fired. He said you're fired if you run around. It's okay.
It's so funny because once in a while people will see Laura in the video, but like way more often they hear me just refer to her. And it's like then they see her and they're like,
Laura,
wow, like Laura's a real person. What the hell?
I thought it was Lena.
I thought it was you.
I was like, this must be a fake account. It has no last name.
I was like, is Adam himself pretending to be a...
Laura is Lena's publicist name.
Okay.
Ah.
Oh, my God. No.
Laura the plug. Whoa.
Laura the plug.
We did. I'm sorry, Laura. We thought you were Lena.
I thought you were Adam.
No, but you know what's funny is that a lot of times when I'm interviewing like a porn star girl, I'll have Lena with me just because, you know, she's being a
we
mom all
Lena.
The time.
And
I'm
we draw
like,
her.
You know, and she can be involved in the conversation. She knows about that whole world more than me.
But
everybody will drop comments being like, oh my God, Lena forces herself onto the podcast whenever.
How?
So this is good evidence that that's not actually a thing.
Yeah, no. You know, she belongs. Also, everybody follow Lena because her shit got deleted. tweeted. At so free Lena the plug.
Yes, good thank luck. You very much. I appreciate that.
Of course.
That's really fucked up. People think she's forcing herself on this podcast when it's your podcast. Girl. It's your girlfriend. Mama. You have a Snapchat. Motherfucking baby together. Like, huh?
Right.
Huh?
Like, hey, no. Does she still have one?
The baby? Yes.
No. Lena. No, baby. Baby. Snapchat. So, I used to have her Snapchat added like a year or two.
No, she's off the snap.
I swear.
Did you buy the nudes? She got the OnlyFans.
No, she got the OnlyFans. She got an Instagram that got deleted recently.
It was
but,
like
yeah.
so long ago. No, I had it.
But the question for you guys is if you're going to enter the OnlyFans, world are you trying to do the LCP collab?
I don't know. It depends who wants to collab with us.
If you guys want to see,
should us and Lena collab?
I mean, I'm available for whatever she wants to do. So,
well, you know,
how many new straws have we gotten?
I don't know.
Lena,
if you're trying to bust it,
are we doing the shot? Hey, she's a mom who can bust it.
I know.
She's bomb.
You're so cute to me.
Thank you. Cheers,
I'm on my way to get
them I think
done
you,
when
you guys could
me.
Bring out the hoe energy that she might be lacking ever since she became done. A mom, you know?
I don't think she's been lacking.
It's hard
to
balance
be.
The hoe energy and the mom energy. Yeah, you know?
No, maybe it was meant to be that I died last time, so I could bring it out this time.
You know, Adam, I can say that after you having an offspring, I love your energy.
Thank you. That means
you
a lot.
Have a more same. Understanding same. Energy, like... Like, I'm not trying to be
well,
rude,
I think
but
he was just fucked up.
No, no, no. It
no,
was
you
just
were
like,
a fucking dick.
I feel like you have a more understanding energy just in general. Like, I don't know. You just, like, I don't know. I really fuck with your vibe right now. Like, I did not fuck with your vibe when I first met you. That's probably why I was so
oh,
defensive.
God.
Little Parker
I love
brought
that.
It out
I
in you.
I love the little bickering.
Yeah, like, I really
bad
fuck
vibe.
With you. Like,
her
honestly.
Name's Parker, right?
You were emitting, like, positive energy, and I don't say that. Like, I really don't. Like, do I say that about people?
She hates
no,
everybody.
She
no,
everyone.
I hate everybody.
She's trying to fight Sydney.
And I'm not just saying that because you're a clout king and you're my clout sugar daddy over
you
here.
You're Lena's our clout sugar daddy.
You're our clout sugar daddy.
Lena's our clout sugar mama.
Adam, I got recognize it in and out for being Adam's on your like podcast.
That's amazing. Wow.
You know, we actually
I was
met Adam too.
Where?
Huh?
It was a while ago.
Right?
Where
like,
were
you
we?
Never told me
at Maxo Cream shoot. I wasn't supposed to be in it.
You were there.
Yeah, I wasn't
oh,
supposed to be
crazy.
In it. And then
like,
we met.
The one person,
and
yeah.
I was like just being like, I'm funny as fuck all the time. But
okay.
I said
She's
something
like,
really
hilarious.
Fucking
I'm
I said
comedian.
Something
I'm
really
like
fucking
Davidson.
Funny and you were like, I fuck with you. And then that was it. Like you were just we were there at the show together. I wasn't supposed to be in it, but they like put me in it.
That was wow. all the interaction was?
That's tight.
It was that was back like 2018.
That was forever ago. Because yeah. that was like the day after X died, or like a couple days after X
yeah,
died.
It was at like a house, like a smaller house.
And
thing.
That actually...
But like, inside the living room, they, like, tied someone up in a chair.
Yes. This yeah. old
what?
Guy, yes.
Wait,
yeah. Well, here's a music video.
Adam, we need to get invited to more of your
no,
parties.
No, and AD
sometime.
Was there, too, and I
yeah,
actually...
Yeah. Tied up,
we never
in
get
chair.
Invited to your party.
I know, I invited you to my birthday party. You never came.
And sad. Also, free O3 Greedo. My bad. You know, the whole pandemic, I was kind of...
It fine. Was 29... Yeah.
She's like, bitch, that was a couple years ago, but all right.
I will pull up. Now, I think that me and Lena should be you guys' OnlyFans managers.
I think you guys should be,
like, our godparents.
I'm down to collab.
You guys should
to
be our godparents.
I need like.
A, can I've, you please? I've been be our like trying to tell her for a while. Like, yo, we gotta to like pick a girl thing. And just please, manage her OnlyFans and blow her up and like turn her you into know, a more of like a personality.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. We did actually mention you at one point. I was like, aww. Think about what we could do for those girls.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be fire. About to start
I would
one.
Be
that's
down for that.
Start one with
I was
us.
So.
I was like, I'm not doing it. And then I'm like, the other day, I was like, guess what? I'm doing it.
The OnlyFans thing.
Yeah,
baby made a million
dollars. I just said I was like, everyone messages me all the time.
Sydney,
like,
you're hot as fuck.
When do you have one? And then I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it.
But are you nervous about being naked on the internet?
No. If you look on my Instagram, I'm naked on my Instagram.
We already twerk in music videos.
I'm just, I mean, yeah. I'm not like nothing shows on my Instagram, but there's a photo with me actually naked, and I'm just like this.
Let right. me see.
Like I'm.
I'm ready to suck. Bring it up. I'm ready to suck some dick on my Instagram. I mean, on my Instagram, OnlyFans.
We're holding dick auditions.
I want
for
dick
ET,
auditions though,
because
I want the. Wait, can I suck your dick for my OnlyFans?
No, I'm a dad. But my I know this male porn star that I would love to recommend. He has like the biggest dick I ever seen. So if you want to, you gotta start at. The top.
This is the only problem.
His name is Rob Piper.
Is it a big dick?
It's huge.
Okay, the
it's
thing
scary.
Is, I can't feel my bottom half of my face because I had jaw surgery.
You're not gonna be able to feel your brain after this dick goes in your mouth.
Well, I don't want to feel my brain.
See, like I haven't. I've only.
Do you?
That was a bar. I don't want to feel my brain.
Dropping a mixtape.
Why did I like that so much? Okay.
Adam, please host my mixtape the way Academics did.
Are you guys rapping yet or what?
No. But I'm down to start. The City Girls are...
No, oh, we're going to be the
Shitty
Girls.
The City Girls.
Not the Shitty Girls.
The City Girls seem like they're...
Wait, we have
to... I'm sorry. Lil Uzi has come in between.
Slatty Girls.
Slatty.
I have so many ideas. Like, you see my value, slatty. Right? You see
this
the energy, right?
Manage us.
Okay, okay.
20%. 20%.
Yo, E.T. just opened her phone and it was on Laura's Instagram.
It was on my Explorer.
It was on Laura.
It was on my Explorer.
It's cool. Follow Laura Publicist.
Yeah. Follow everyone. Follow Laura Publicist.
Yeah, we just followed her.
Laura the Publicist.
Wait, what's your LTP? Wi-Fi? I'm trying to upload a story.
LTP.
I don't know.
Wait, why does it do this where it doesn't do the effect right away? It's so weird.
They girls love your filters. Don't.
I don't fuck with. I fuck with filters.
So then you
fuck. Really
you fuck Simon Cowell. Tell us about it.
Oh my god, I wish.
I mean Simon Cowell.
Oh my god.
TBH.
Simon Cowell would have eaten me alive.
You think he lays it down?
Well, first of all, that was the first time I ever performed for everybody in my audition. I had never performed for everyone. It was like. I only sang in my room. I didn't tell anybody I did music.
We met at X Factor.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Okay. First of all, Hayden and I. The reason why I even met two of them, I met
she
her
let
at the
me
X Factor.
Cut in line at X Factor.
I met her at the X Factor auditions in 2013, and we both made it to the same rounds. And like, so the second day of my auditions, I saw her, and she walked up. I was like, "Girl, fucking cut in line with me." And so she cut in line with me. We were in the X Factor auditions. We made it to the third round together, and then we made it as far as that was, which
as
was
far
just
as
game
possible.
Film.
Pretty
yeah,
much,
as far as possible. Yeah. So we didn't get aired at the X Factor auditions 2013, and then.
She just kept saying.
Last year hits, and I was just in a bad fucking space.
She needed some fans. Because
they both sing.
Fans.
They sing really good,
she
both
is,
of them.
Honest, Adam, she is like...
Aria, Tatiana Grande. She's
Tatiana Grande.
Hayden, you remember you were in the shower, and I literally, when you came out, I said, was that your phone, or were you singing?
No,
and
that's
she
her
was like, oh, that was me. Like, that was forever ago. She sings really well.
You do have a nice voice, I gotta admit, yeah.
Oh, you watched it?
I watched it. I was like, she's good. Yeah.
Wait, Adam, you mean serious?
Yeah, I was like,
wait, which one?
To be
which
honest,
one are you talking about Hayden or
no? She's
her. I've never heard
Adam,
that before.
Wait,
no.
Adam, are you actually being serious? Like, I mean, like,
well, I mean,
I don't think
fucking Katy Perry said it was good too. I don't feel like I'm totally bugging.
Yeah, you made a whole lot of show. Erica,
I got a lot of. I got a lot of hate comments for the way my voice sounds.
You get a lot of hate comments anyways.
Fuss to hate. If you get a hate comment in the world, you know you're going viral.
You were doing like kind of like a weird vocal thing, right?
I don't pronounce my words.
That's her style,
though.
But there's a lot of people that do that.
I had
like,
never.
And she just mastered.
You should have said, "Hey, Simon Cowell, you ever heard of Young Thug, Chief Keef? Fuck you, fucking douchebag."
No, did you see the tweet she put up when she got eliminated?
No.
She put up Chief Keef's Katy Perry like suck the skin off my dick.
Oh my god, that's so.
Because Katy Perry was nice to you at first, and then she started being a bitch online.
She called me a Karen. I'm like, girl, I'm the furthest from a Karen. I'm a fucking whore.
She was being a Karen on the show, but then they cut the part.
No.
We can't really talk about it. Okay, but yeah, she said she's the best.
Out of contract, so I can't say like exactly. Oh shit!
But
wait.
Basically, Katy Perry is an abusive Nazi.
I love Katy Perry. I love the American Idol production team.
She's worse than Ellen.
Y'all made me who I am.
She's worse than Ellen. You heard her here first.
Ellen. I heard she was crazy.
Katy Perry, you suck.
He needs his shot glass.
That's like another one.
Yeah, where's the alcohol? Where's his shot glass?
It's
you guys
PM
know
now.
Me though. When
I'm
kind of
having fun getting drunk with you guys. This is kind of fun.
It's like round two. It's
round
like a reunion.
Two. It's a good time.
I know. It takes a second for me to start, you know, but when I start, I'll get you drunk.
It's been a busy week of interviews. Yeah. You gotta rewind. Or
I saw you had Bryce here. Yes.
I saw that you were saying you're sober now, and I was like,
so you think? Do you think ET ate Bryce's asshole in outer space?
I know she ate a white rapper's.
I don't know shit about that.
Oh, white. There's only so many.
I
she
know.
Ate Jack Harlow's ass?
I don't know. I'm
that's
not.
Hot. Yeah. That's hot.
It could have been Eminem.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's hot. Jack Harlow getting his ass eaten by her?
No, I don't
think sign me up.
He's so cute, too.
You like Jack Harlow?
For sure. For sure.
He's a cracking young white boy, ain't he?
A cracking young white boy.
I'm just
he's
saying.
Cracking.
I think you're the most cracking
like,
white
I didn't
boy.
Know at first, and then ropes. I saw like this TikTok come up of him talking, and I was like,
no, with our OnlyFans money, we're going to do a reality show.
Yo, she keeps dipping the dick in the shot.
Why?
So it tastes like a shot.
No,
I wonder what YouTube's policy on dick shaped candy is.
We talked about a reality show like so long ago, and okay, we were just like, well, if they like followed
fans,
us around.
That's what we didn't go to, was that us three were making an OnlyFans to get money to make our own reality show.
Yeah, reality show.
Because then, that's what we ultimately wanted. Nobody was giving it to us, so I was like, fuck it, let's all make OnlyFans, yeah, and then let's
like
use our then, money to make our own reality show.
Because I had told him this TV company like reached out to me for a reality show, and they were like, tell them, like, if it was us, it would go crazy just because of like how we are and like everything, especially together.
We're like Jersey.
We and I literally, on reality
I
TV.
Literally, I met with the guy and like talked to him about it and everything. And like, I can't say the actual, like, the which TV company it is, but I'm seeing him tomorrow.
You guys are like the Note Girls.
Yeah, exactly. When I watch them, I'm like, oh shit, the boys, bitch, that we're the we girls.
I want to drink a whole bottle of 42 with Steve. We'll do it.
I will do a whole bottle with him.
We got to get you guys on their app where they put all the dirty shit. Oh,
hello. I'll do a whole bottle of 42 with Steve. I think he's so fire.
Now that I'm managing you guys, we're going to be creating
all these things. Wait, are you managing me?
I mean, I'm going to talk to Leonard about it, but I like the idea.
We've been needing a manager.
I don't know if we're ready to take on four bitches at once. I like the idea, though. We immediately just go to scale.
Right? Just 0 to 100.
Nobody wants to manage us.
We'll manage you, and then we'll hire somebody to be more of like the day-to-day helping us make sure everything falls in line.
Should we hire House Phone?
You
know? But you're like House Phone.
You fuck House Phone yet?
No.
He's a homie.
You gotta fuck him and tell me what it's like.
I haven't fucked any No Jumper alumni.
I love House Phone. He's a homie.
You gotta suck House Phone off and tell us what the smell's like.
No, thank you.
Is he circumcised?
I love him.
No, he's got cheese on his dick, I heard.
He's circumcised?
He's got cheese on his
dick.
Cheese whiz.
So is Hakeem. He told me the first second I met him.
That he has cheese on his dick?
Oh, wait, I don't want to talk about that. That's rude.
Okay, moving on.
I don't discriminate against cheese.
She loves cheese. She's not lactose intolerant, everybody.
Me and Josh are lactose intolerant, we still love cheese. So
wait, what? Pause.
Yo, what the fuck? All right, so again, you were on American Idol and things got weird. Tell us, was anything good from behind the scenes and shit that we should know about before?
What did I sign?
We had to sign a bunch of shit. Just because
they were
timing her on it.
So they were in a clip of mine because I was cussing out the cameras. And
that was so fun.
Cheese dick. What the fuck?
Cheese dick. I feel like cheese dick is when they're uncut, right? Like peekaboo dick?
I've heard about that.
When you're uncut, you have cheese dick.
That's why I'm so glad to have been.
Just use condoms.
I've always wondered, like, what if you're into condoms?
I do condoms.
Get tested, and then we'll talk.
If I'm fucking someone I don't tested. Know like that, yes, I'm using condoms.
Yeah, yeah. I don't. The condom thing to me, it's like I'm not gonna fucking throw a wool blanket
basically
either.
Basically, wife.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
You don't need a condom.
But that's why I haven't worn a condom for 5 years.
Have you caught anything?
No, but I mean, like, me and her fuck other girls, but they're all in the porn industry, so they're tested. So it's like whatever.
Two straws on the ground.
Use a dirty ground straw. Yeah. Anyway,
for us, we don't know if they're tested, so we need condoms.
Okay, I guess this is the main question, and that's a good point. Thank you for saying that. But this is the main thing that I want to get at is what was it like when they realized that you had sold pussy before because of your No Jumper interview?
They didn't know.
But then the blog started talking about it, and like, that was pretty crazy.
So, Adam, let me elaborate. So, we had a whole... If they sue me, it's okay.
I'll help you. I'll pay a third.
I'll pay a third with you. So basically,
it's like, Sydney, you're making your OnlyFans.
You gotta go hard with OnlyFans.
I love her. I lied to the entire ABC production about my past.
And told them what?
Oh, and so the very first question they ask you, like, is in the psychological exam is like, oh, are you? The first question they asked me is like, have you ever been a stripper, exotic dancer?
Wow.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And like, so I was like,
that's amazing they asked you that right
so
away.
So I was like, no.
You need rebel?
No. I lied out of my ass to them. And because my government name wasn't on that interview that we
Ours
did,
was.
You know? So when it finally came out, when my whole audition got aired, that's when it came out. And I was like, okay, you know what? This is what it is. I have to own it. My mom saw it. My whole family saw it.
The interview?
Yes, they all saw everything.
How'd they see it?
It's viral.
When you Google my name, it pops up. as Erica Perry, and like there it is.
I don't understand how, because we didn't tag any of your actual names in it.
That's Yuri so did.
Yuri no, I looked through the tags.
No, we talked about
although
this.
I agree, Yuri is definitely a bad guy.
By the way, we have
Yuri.
Our own YouTube, Hayden and Rochelle, and like you have to tag the name, right, for it to pop up.
When I
like,
looked,
for no,
I looked
you,
through the tags.
No. I think people looked up our names and then they found you from it, because it's like we're the only people.
I don't know what they did, but they fucking found it. Like, regardless, and so...
Who gives a fuck?
To be honest, like, Adam, at first, like, I was like, okay, this is happening. But then I was like, you know what? It is what it is, and, like, life is what it is. And so you just gotta keep letting it flow. I got a lot of hate comments, not gonna lie.
What's new?
And like, I'm pretty sure a lot of the hate comments were from American Idol contestants, because the way that they were attacking me was very personal. It's like, really, bitch? You and your mom? Oh, I see you.
Because a lot of these people on American Idol have probably, like, their whole life been working towards being a pop singer, and not like you, who's just, like, taking large detours
to
sell ass and strip and go on No Jumper. And
well, I'd always...
I feel like American Idol people are from the middle of nowhere, and they think that going on the show is going to make them famous.
And they're a bunch of losers who never sold pussy before.
Period.
Exactly.
That's why
ET is my American Idol.
I even had...
It's the idol for me.
I even had people that I thought I was cool with were like, don't go back on a show. I'm like, dude, you don't understand that, like, in the same space, like, Adam and I are in the same lane where it's like, you can't judge someone based on, like, just because of a podcast or anything. It's like, it is what it is. You can't judge. I don't know.
That was 2 hours of my 24 years. That's exactly all I'm going to say.
Exactly. Yeah. Getting that blackout drunk in 2 hours, like, of course you're going to see the worst of us.
And right? That's fine.
It was very revolutionary.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it was revolutionary.
Like, some of the shit I said was very ignorant. Yeah, of course. But, like,
and there's
old.
A lot of people that told us
and
not
I'm
to
sorry
come back. And
for
I'm
anything
like,
I said
exactly.
That was
with Adam. I'm not gonna not come back.
I'm sorry for anything I said that was offensive to anyone.
Same. Yeah. I'm very
what was
sorry.
Offensive of you said?
Anyways, no, really know, though. But the I'm first interview, like, I apologize if I said anything crazy. I know I said incriminating things. I'm not sorry,
well,
but I didn't do that.
Things for myself, I'm not sorry about. But if I said anything about other people,
I'm so sorry. If I said anything like politically incorrect, which I probably
that's
did.
What it is.
I completely apologize and I'm very sorry.
It's
did
the
you
political
smear any
correctness.
Gay people?
What?
Did you like harass any like minorities?
No.
What are minorities?
You don't like, know what a minority
one?
Is?
No, wait, like which ones are you talking about?
I was just talking shit. What are minorities?
No,
what is potential?
These are which ones?
What is potential?
Adam, you need to take another shot.
No, he needs his glass.
Oh, I didn't take the last one that you gave me.
Yes.
No, I got one right here.
Adam, the glass. Oh my God.
You guys gave me the boss cup with the brass knuckles on it.
Last time when we went on with House Phone, did you realize the whole monitor broke?
Really?
Did you see it?
We broke the monitor.
I didn't
I'm
know
so
that.
Sorry.
I think he broke it.
What is a monitor?
The monitor, the screen that was there.
He
that was
broke it.
The
we did it.
The computer?
Back at the Melrose story.
Oh, back there. I think I kind of remember that.
Wait, which
yeah.
I'm sorry.
You
were
there, but House Phone broke
I'll
the monitor.
I'll pay with my 10%.
House Phone broke it, not us.
What do you guys really got to fuck House Phone. Let's return to that.
Now he's a homie. I fuck with
him. I just want to know what it was like. Or
he's
help
like, I want to
know. Like, I'm sorry.
The reviews.
I'm sorry.
You could help him make his OnlyFans debut. I've kind of felt like he was due
he's
for a
lacking.
While. Yes, he
I
is.
Feel like, no, I saw your interview and you were like, the Blackout Girls was the best moments of my life.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
You said the Blackout Girls was the best moments of your decade.
I told her that. That's lit.
It was on a podcast.
We have
I'm
a
thankful for
recording.
That. Our
Thank
new
you.
Manager supports us.
Yes.
Period.
Right. Oh, I thought period. She was putting us on a story. Never
we're
mind.
Signing the papers right after this interview.
Honestly, I'm going to talk to Lana and try it because that's my that goal. I feel like we could help.
Where's my phone?
Yo, honestly, though, when I did that Selena and Eliza interview, they each made like 100K on fucking OnlyFans for like every month after that.
Yeah,
damn, that's
insane.
From one interview.
That's 10K for you.
We didn't even hook up. Like, we didn't even like do shit on Lena's OnlyFans, which is like a huge way that we could, you know, do all that.
Promote it, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll bust
that's
it.
That's fire as fuck.
I'll bust it.
I think it's the future. We could do a lot.
It's
2021. Every bitch has an OnlyFans.
I'm ready.
I know. That's why I was like, I'm just going to do it.
I'm ready.
I might especially
call
because
me a little Caesars.
The things that I post on my Instagram, everyone's like, it's giving me OnlyFans vibes. So they're like, why not just actually post it on OnlyFans and get paid for it?
Yeah. I feel like ET is wearing the same thing that she was wearing last time.
That's what we said. That's what we said.
Yes. I'm wearing wearing different boots.
She always does. Her whole life. That's what Tori PT.
Little booties matter. Little booties matter.
Yeah.
Hey, Koi, two are fitting in this seat.
Koi Leray, I love her. She represents little booties.
But her shit be moving though.
No, BT should be moving
like that.
Hold on, Hayden. Okay, never mind.
She got a little booty, but it's
moving. How I feel about that?
What?
About what?
Little booties.
Koi.
Oh.
You don't fuck with Koi?
I asked her.
Sydney's kind of a lesbian.
Bye. She's but bad. I literally
you know
told
you
her.
Kiss me right now.
Shut up.
I wonder what her eating pussy is like. Jesus Christ.
Does Let's he even like girls? You. No, does
she,
he?
She acts like she's straight now, ain't she?
No, I don't know if she likes girls or not.
Is anyone
I have no clue.
Straight?
I just think she's cute as fuck. That's
she's,
all.
Yeah, she's a babe.
Yeah. She's pretty.
She's a very like different look.
I just
look,
feel like everyone
but,
talking I'm so down on her. I'm beach. Like, for what? I'm so confused.
My grandma's probably in the comments.
Yo, my dick broke.
Koi Leray, these girls want you to use their face like a toilet.
Well,
if you're down for the
have you seen her TikTok videos? Her TikToks are bomb.
Shit be moving.
Shit be fucking popping.
Clapping.
I didn't know skinny girls could make a move like
Lil
that.
Little booties
you
really
call me,
matter.
Hey, Adam, for the record.
Was called, what
you
was
called
his name?
You called me the
Ice Poseidon.
No, you called me the skinny one.
I mean, you are
the skinny one, though.
You are.
Wait, if it's four, then she's also probably the skinny one.
You also said I was on Ice Poseidon's. I looked into research of that. I'm not that girl, Samantha.
Oh, you're not?
I'm not Samantha.
I think they thought that you were a girl from the Ice Poseidon stream.
Yeah, it was a girl named Samantha that had a smelly pussy. That ain't me.
How'd you know?
That ain't me.
Did you smell it?
Did you smell it?
The whole video. It's like, show pussy.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
Yes,
I
haven't watched
it. I don't remember.
You watched it with me. Her pussy smell, and they're like, her pussy smell.
Can we get an independent analysis of your vagina smell? Like, if we just have one of our employees give a sniff
Laura?
Test.
Adam.
Laura?
No,
no.
Adam.
Laura's like, yes, nah.
Adam.
Can I please have one of those? Thank you.
I know, I had to ask. I was Laura. Like, I need one.
She said Laura yeah. right
Where
away.
Where did you find Laura?
Thank you, Laura. You're the best.
Laura, she needs a pussy sniffer.
Yo, you know what's crazy is I stole Laura from a rapper.
Who'd you steal her from?
I can't tell you, but it's an old school rapper.
But it was worth it. You got a good pick.
Yeah, it was worth it.
She's honestly
That's
amazing.
A real bitch,
right
yes.
when we walked up, I felt welcomed. And I was like, wait, my anxiety is gone. No anxiety shits no more.
I had so much anxiety coming back.
Really?
Me too.
I did too. I'm not going to lie.
I feel the way about Laura that I feel about my girl, honestly, which is that she's loyal.
She's about to get
fuck
pregnant.
With her.
I you can't. Have anxiety
you know, I just I fuck with her too much. You
what?
Know,
loyalty is all.
Literally,
matters,
when
yeah.
you called me, I was like, I felt fine, but I think it was also because you guys called me.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm
for
like,
a minute,
I'm
she was
fine.
Like, I watched your last interview. Can I be in the next one?
That was right, forever ago. You. That's that why was... they called me. I literally left my lash appointment, and I.
She
said, "What are you doing
for
right
months.
Now?" I said, "Going to my nail appointment." They said, "No, come
your
here right now."
Fuck a nail.
Fucks with you. Fuck
a nail.
They're not.
Those are cute. You got the smiley faces.
Yeah, but they need a felt.
But do you want to use? We have some in a cup.
I felt no anxiety, no, but I think it's because you guys are here. So.
Do you want some more in a cup?
I'm comfortable. Adam's here.
You guys just don't. My advice for your career is just don't go too deep into the Selena Powell exposing lane.
No, we know that already.
Honestly, like,
the
Selena thing
would
have probably lasted a lot longer on No Jumper if it wasn't. It like, her exposing rappers just became too complicated for us real quick.
Yeah, that's a crime.
And I don't think that she was specifically trying to do that, but I think that it was way too
it
easy for people to like go with that narrative.
I feel like
you know?
It's like, what is her narrative now? Like, is she gonna keep exposing people?
Does she
want
to fight us? Like, what's good, bitch? Let's bop.
No,
we saw that she was coming to LA. I was like,
You guys gotta rub your pussies together for OnlyFans.
I'll rub
That's better than
no,
fighting.
No, I'm gonna suck dick for
Tell
OnlyFans.
I'll do
I'm
that,
gonna
but
suck
not
dick
Selena.
Before I ever rub my pussy.
Would you suck a dick with Selena Powell?
No.
Fuck
Why
no.
not? Because she might outdo you.
Can I suck your dick for my OnlyFans?
She would never outdo me.
I would have to ask my manager, Lena the Plug.
Lena? All right, I'm down to suck it with her.
Us. I'm
She's
going to
be
go
our second manager. So.
She'll, yeah. Wait, tell her. I'm down. I'm down for the cause.
I am
going like, to
have a conversation
OnlyFans.
About you guys after this interview because
to be honest,
I think
I
there's
actually,
a lot of synergy.
To be honest, I really I fucked this. With Lena. I felt like a mutual.
I did
like,
too. I think I cried to her after the interview.
You did?
Wait.
While you were,
wait,
you were blackout drunk.
So.
I started crying.
Wait, there's also a misconception that me and her are bad friends because you were throwing up and you were trying to leave her. No.
That was kind of my perspective as well.
Yeah,
it was.
That,
it was.
The interview, I already had plans crazy. To go see someone else after.
I wasn't planning
Who?
To get that fucked up.
He's irrelevant.
Metro
but like,
Boomin?
Huh?
Metro Boomin's not
irrelevant. No, no, no. He's the guy I was going to see was irrelevant, but like, but I didn't know about what happened after I left, so that was not.
Can I also say an elaboration as well? So like, it was said when we told that whole story about like the waiter in quote, he wasn't a waiter. I thought he was a waiter. Like I told that story in a sense where I was just talking about how he's a waiter. No, he owns a bunch of franchises. When oh my god, I'm so fucked up.
Do you guys have sugar daddies that we're gonna have to worry about if we go into business?
No, I did. Me and her. They did it. They've never had a sugar daddy. I have. I had a whole sugar daddy in New York. I thought he was a waiter when I first met him. He was not a waiter. He owned a bunch of franchises. I'm so fucked up right now. I can't even talk correctly right now.
Popped him in his hands as
so
he
So that's what I gotta say. It was not a waiter. He owned a bunch of businesses in fucking New York, in the whole world. He was a rich ass motherfucker. He was not a waiter. He fucking owned shit. And he was trying to human traffic me. Okay.
Oh God.
What is what does that mean? Human traffic you.
First of all, why would he fly me out with no one way, but fly my friends out because he didn't want to meet them?
Okay, he did cuss us out because we brought $0.
No, but he didn't meet you ever.
No, this is a point where I thought, like, I don't know what I thought, but I was like, I'm going to go to New York with $0.
I've never been to New York. So when she was like, I have a sugar daddy going to fly you guys out.
Adam, yeah. He didn't want to meet them. And that's why I thought it was like, why wouldn't you want to meet my friends right away? That's really fucking weird.
So you guys all went to New York together and then he didn't want to meet them.
He didn't want to meet them.
He disappeared to South Africa.
He wanted to see me when he got back from whatever trip he was on, which was in South Africa.
Which was an acid trip.
Okay.
Girl. No, she had flown out a night before, spent time with him. We came out.
Time with him. I didn't even fuck him or anything.
Oh, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying, like, we came the next day after you had already been there.
Yeah, I'd already been in LA.
And we didn't see him at all. Like, we didn't meet him.
So you ate his ass.
No, but I have eaten a white rapper's ass.
Can we? I don't know who. If it's not Jack Harlow, who else is there?
She wants to know.
Exactly. It's someone who is in the top popping category.
Category?
White rappers? It's okay. It's
there's like three of them, right?
Jeezy, Jack Harlow. I'm trying to think of white rappers who are popping right now. There's nothing.
Let's just say my tongue was deep in a white rapper's ass in this category that is popping. It was deep in.
It's popping. It's definitely Jack Harlow.
It was deep in the ass.
What's popping?
Brand new whip just hopped in.
I didn't say that.
Fully, I take it back.
I said my tongue.
I'm not here.
Jack Harlow, we know.
I said my
tongue. You was getting your doo-doo shoe cleaned out. It's all good, bro. I fucks with you still.
I take it back.
Yeah, I'm not there.
I didn't say who was, but this hoe right here knows where the fuck left.
She knows where the bodies are hidden.
What?
Jack Harlow, I was just kidding. I know
we're
it's not
all
you.
Kidding. It's like, not
still,
you.
He's still cute.
But what's popping?
What's popping?
What's popping?
Can you imagine the gossip in the city post? Like, these girls said that Jack Harlow let them eat his ass.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't even say ate anyone's.
I don't know about E.T.'s sexual encounters.
I ain't trying to get sued out here, so I'm just going to say.
Allegedly.
We don't air rappers. I don't know Jumper anyway. But I feel like if Jack Harlow is not the kind of guy who would be embarrassed to have gotten his booty
tongue down. I
don't know much about him.
He's from Kentucky.
We love Kentucky.
What does that mean?
Do that, right? I don't know. I have no idea.
What happens in Kentucky?
I don't know if people in Kentucky are more or less likely to want to get their asses eaten, but
maybe
know.
They want to experiment.
My best friend's from there, so possibly.
What's popping?
Oh, what's
she's
poppin'?
Like, possibly. Maybe.
What's popping?
Brand new ass just hopped in.
Ooh, I'm about to get a round two.
What else should we cover before we wrap this here episode?
You're trying to wrap this up?
I mean, I just want to know, like, what are the important things to cover?
Oh, no, trying to wrap this up. You're bored.
I might have to take a piss. I might have to leave. I'm gonna take this shot and then leave you guys alone for a few minutes. And
oh, that's great.
Laura, Adam, keep a close eye on him.
Wait, Adam, are you being dead ass? You're gonna leave.
I'm gonna go pee.
That's good. For
wait,
us.
Are you done with this?
Like, no, I'm gonna let you guys podcast alone for like 5 minutes while I go urinate, and then I'm gonna come back. But first, I'm gonna take this shot.
Live streams. You don't do them at all.
If I take the shot, then I'll have more to pee out.
Okay. Well, don't pee the shot out.
Shot o'clock.
You're drunk.
So, Laura.
E.T., don't try to bust it for Laura. Let's talk about you, E.T. So, how do you feel ever since you've been on national television?
I feel prevailed to the world.
E.T., talk about your haters and your lovers.
Mm-hmm. My haters and my lovers. Well, love my haters, love my lovers. Just kidding. I aired out my ex, but like him and I are good now. We're all good. Ew. Aired him
it's
out.
It's the past.
Ew. It is the past. Wait, tell me.
Couple
about...
wet wipes, kiss a bum, trying to touch me. Ew.
Wait, we should all take a shot together. Black okay, on yeah. girls, come on.
Shot.
She needs to get drunk.
I don't have alcohol. Do you realize how much I've been drinking this whole
care,
time?
I don't care, bitch.
We don't care.
We
do not care.
We do not care. When you're drunk,
if
and you're
watching
not.
This right yeah. now, take a shot.
I've been drinking nonstop.
I am drunk already.
I am drunk.
We were drinking before we even came.
I don't know what's happening right now.
Wait,
no, I know Sydney gets
so
fucked
anyways,
up. She has wild stories.
No.
Sydney, tell us a crazy story.
I like
please,
that.
Of the industry, like since you've been started doing music
yes,
videos. And
yes, yes, yes. Sydney, come on. Yes. Tell us what's popping.
Like, what's a rapper or something?
Does anyone take your phone?
That's been crazy.
Yeah, who's taking anymore, your fucking
no.
phone?
Who doesn't
no,
take your phone?
God. Is this no, Red Bull? Not anymore. Like, don't get me wrong, they used to, but now I'll leave before someone takes my phone.
Okay.
Just, you guys are the same way.
Wait, who what takes, else? Who takes
except
your
for
phone?
If you're drunk, you'll be like, here.
Who
you won't care.
She will.
She'll be if like, you're drunk, but if I'm drunk or sober, I'm. Mm-mm.
But wait. I know whenever we go out with you, it's fine because you're gonna be like, no,
they
yeah,
cannot
because
take
I'm
that
a bitch.
Away.
Because if they try to take your phones, I'll literally be like, sorry, we'll leave. So but that's also what he was like. Do you like when he was telling her? He was like, how was it like hanging around two girls that like got BBLs? You have two bad bitches around you all the time.
Period.
Like, what
but
do
you
mean?
Guys are bad bitches
like,
without surgery.
But I'm just
like,
saying,
wrong.
Like, being
no,
able
yeah.
to be like, look, I got these bad bitches. Like, look at the, like,
do you
like,
the Red Bull?
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. That's what it's
but
like.
But I have someone who's coming
yeah.
to me.
No,
so
I feel like.
I have to put someone here for
if
you.
I
and you know I'm going to get my boobs done, so.
Ooh, okay.
You already
okay,
know.
Okay, let me see.
After your OnlyFans.
I'm picking you up. I'm picking you up.
OnlyFans funds.
Period.
Oh, what was I saying? Shit.
I'm going to talk shit. About some motherfuckers I have.
All right, E.T., talk right. your shit.
Talk your
take
shit.
Your shot.
Talk your shit.
Shot o'clock. So like, shot o'clock, E.T.
Shot o'clock.
Oh, Laura,
okay,
where's your shot at?
Where is Adam?
With your little gray penis.
Yeah, why does E.T. have a green penis?
Can allegedly, not allegedly.
That's not green.
Thank you.
Hayden, that is not green.
B Hall like, likes to say that, like, you know, it never happened. I'm a fucking TikToker. No, bitch. You know that shit happened. Like, what are you fucking saying? Allegedly, not allegedly. your dick may have been inside of me. You may have cheated on your girl.
I might as well have cheated.
What's new?
I don't know. 2020's been a weird year. I've been chilling really because
very weird.
I'm
I feel
done
like 2020
with music
like slowed us down with our music videos and everything.
But I'm so done
but
with them anyways.
Much.
Like
not
it made
that
me
not much. That much. It took like, yeah. like probably like 2 to 4 weeks.
Yo,
break.
I don't yeah. like the swab up my nose, so it took a long break for me.
Huh? Yeah.
I did all the swabs. No, I did the all the way
how
back.
How deep
front,
did
oh
it
my
go?
God, I just poked my fucking nose. It went all the way back to my nose. The front one, I did the finger prick twice.
How did that feel?
Great.
You're a fucking criminal.
That's great.
I'm totally kidding. I'm just a little lit. It's fine.
We might make a rap group, though, called The Girls. We already have a song
going
written.
Going out with the girls.
We going out with hey. The girls.
Period.
Bitch, get on my fucking seat.
Get on her lap.
Get
baby.
On my lap.
Get in my belly.
Ooh, your bed.
Go. I gotta pee too, so I'll be
I
right
back. I
gotta
pee.
Okay.
Now everybody can just switch.
Okay. I mean, stole it from me.
Are you?
She smashes her
you
phone.
You better hurry up, E.T., because you already fucking went.
Yo, these podcasts have so much energy. They're so lit up.
I was so excited for today. I haven't seen Adam in so long.
Yeah, we gotta do this
for
more
two
often.
Years.
Dude.
Two years.
You're
it's
a manager.
The fact that I got here in 20 minutes and had no clue what I was doing today.
Yassi is prettier than Stoss, right?
I agree because I saw
yes.
her little argument with OT.
You like that?
Oh, I saw
I
that
loved
too.
It.
Nice.
I was like, yo, almost more iconic than an ET.
The threats? I was like, oh my fucking gosh.
Bro, and listen, I know I you guys that. Like to drink. You don't like to drink as much as Yassi.
Yassi, oh. get the fuck over
Yassi
here.
Yassi is
a threat.
Threat?
Is that
she
a
is the true blackout girl.
Ooh. Well, I gotta see this for myself.
Come take a shot.
Now you're managing five bitches.
I haven't
shot,
seen
shot,
it.
Shot,
oh my
shot.
God. Imagine the contracts we would have to get that, like, oh, the girl who does social media for you, you're now managing her OnlyFans. Okay, we need 80,000 pages of documentation. Right. Anyway. And also, she's an illegal immigrant.
Why are you saying that on the air, Adam?
I'm just kidding.
She is not an illegal immigrant. She was born out of my mama's...
Yo, but that's her merch. Her hat she's wearing that says Little Leagues. That's her merch that she made to diss OT in his hood. She's
yeah,
a shooter.
Yeah, we need your merch, by the way.
Oh, we'll lace you. Yeah, we got all kinds of
okay,
shit.
Okay, yeah, I'm excited then. Because we never got any. I was like, yeah.
What did you guys talk about while we were away?
Everything.
I was away.
Don't believe me.
We talked about you just a little bit, though.
What?
Like, we went a little crazy talking about you.
Then I'm a great dad.
That, yeah, and a little
You're
bit else.
You're a daddy. No, daddy.
Dude, Parker is the biggest.
Lena's a mommy.
Ever. Yes.
Mommy. Yeah.
Are you guys confident in ET's mental health?
Yeah.
Very.
I love it. I think she's in
it's
the best
It's all over
place.
The place, no, but I think where she's at now is like she's
good right now.
She's
I
on
just
her
think her personality, people think like that she's not there in her mental health, but it's literally her personality. Like, that's who she is.
She's just never there.
Mental health is a personality.
No, I'm just saying, like, she's fully just, like, out there, like, amazing. Like, that's just who she is. It's nothing to do with her mental health.
I feel like the guy she was with is trying to, like, make her not sing, make her not be crazy, make her not be, like, herself.
Fuck him. Let's stop him with the airtime.
Yeah, honestly, he's over.
I wonder if I know this dead guy.
No, you.
Oh no, he's literally
he's literally a random,
like dead ass and irrelevant. Like
dead and irrelevant.
Period.
Bye.
Yeah,
her sugar daddy would have been funnier to bring on.
Yeah, his baby daddy got killed right before she moved out here.
Damn, I'm shaking my head.
He was a fentanyl
Love
dealer.
Love him, RIP.
No, our drug dealer had died last year, and it caused us to not
rapper.
Really talk to ET.
Because remember, we were sober when we were on last time from
yes,
the drug.
We told
rapper.
You no more Xanax. After the interview, we relapsed.
Oh, yeah. The Xans are a motherfucker.
They're
huh?
a motherfucker. And so our dealer had
Especially
died.
Especially if you're drinking.
We had seen that like our dealer had died and that we were on fentanyl from the whole time.
For like years. And so like...
You were on the fent for years.
It was,
for,
no,
it was probably
year.
Like months.
It was like
it was
since we
like,
relapsed from after the
it
show.
It was like last January till he died. And right. then he died. And then he died on the same day as Pop Smoke. And then E.T. thought we fucking killed Pop Smoke because I was trying to hang... I was, like, gonna hang out with him that day, but I got, like, this weird vibe,
Black
and it was
girls
just, like, not
Pop
right.
Smoke? I don't think so.
Never, ever. I would never.
You got not with the
hood. Oh, no. He was so nice. He was so
run with that.
R.I.P. to him, too, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, R.I.P. Pop Smoke, like, for real, for real. But E.T. didn't talk to us for fucking months after that.
Because she thought we were sketchy.
Because she was so convinced?
She was so convinced.
No, she's fine.
It was her birthday, too, so I was like...
Dear God.
Yeah.
It's lit. It's a situation. It's a lituation.
It's
really.
A lituation.
I was just about to say that.
It's a lituation.
I really did miss you.
Is there anything that you guys want to talk about that you couldn't talk?
There she is.
E.T. just walks into a wall real quick. She's out here. But look at her voguing for Laura.
She loves Laura.
It's a lituation.
No, is there any questions you have?
She doesn't like people. So if she likes you,
she
it's a thing.
She did ask her to fight you
it's
the first time she met you.
No, she did.
E.T., talk about how you don't like...
I try to fucking fight this bitch.
You don't like any of our friends.
I thought every one of Hayden and Michelle's friends are fucking annoying as shit.
Yep.
They all, first of all, there's this one girl. I'm not going to announce her name, but she tries to get so much clout. It's like, honey, fuck off. Sydney's the only friend I like of Hayden and Michelle's. I don't fuck with any of these hoes. Any of these dumb hoes try to fuck with Hayden and Michelle. Fuck you.
Now that I've had a few drinks, E.T. is reminding me how much fun drunk girls are. Like, I totally forgot. I totally forgot how charming a wasted girl can be. No, 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 no,
no, no,
no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, Lena probably would rather you wait.
Can Lena pull up again?
I wish she could, but dude, her time is so... Her schedule is like rigid as fuck because we gotta be...
I would take another shot. Let's fucking get fucked up.
Dead ass though?
Adam, take the shot.
Bro, I have another one right here. I'm actually gonna...
Take it right now.
Yo, Lena?
Daddy.
Goat mom. Goat mom.
Is she? How so? Elaborate.
She just is like...
She seems... I watch your vlogs.
There's no way to explain when you're like a
She's the best mom ever. And then like, I'll try to be like, yo, I got to show you this movie. And then I like look over and she's like Googling like mom shit the
whole
time. No,
but I looked on Lena's Twitter because I was trying to do my research before this. And I was like, damn, her tits are still popping. Who's her doctor?
That's what I'm saying, right? But that's the weird.
I'm ready.
That's the weird decision for her. Is like, do you get your shit tuned up
she
right after you have the baby, or do you wait to have another baby and then you get your shit tuned
she
up?
She looks amazing as of now. You look amazing, Lena.
That's why I'm gonna get mine done.
That's why it's weird when I come home and I'd just be like, you know, looking at her just like, oh my God, let me get in that. And then she's like fully like, oh, I've been breastfeeding for 8 hours. I don't want to fuck, you know.
As soon as y'all manage us.
Yeah, are you managing my OnlyFans?
I already sent her. I sent her a text being like, "Yo, I think we should do this."
Yeah.
Wait.
Please.
How old is
I'm
your?
I'm trying to get crazy. Am I?
My baby.
Yes.
5 months.
That's a sign. 5 months. 5 years. It's perfect.
55th Street.
I DM'd you.
Oh, 55th.
It's a sign.
If you guys are ready to get in the OnlyFans game, then I think that we should get involved.
I'm so ready.
You guys are like a little bit less edgy, Selena Powell.
What do you mean, edgy? We're just not going to expose anybody.
Selena Powell just like aired out so many
but
rappers.
Bitch, if you want
to
fight.
You know.
But that's why
wait,
we don't air
let's
anyone
bring
out.
It. I'm on my Austin McBro.
Wait.
I'm sorry. I'm on my Austin McBro.
Hayden.
Let's fight.
I'm on my Austin McBro. You smashed him?
No.
Talk about it.
I didn't.
Sorry, Catherine.
Why not?
Sorry, Catherine.
I didn't. Oh my God.
Do I? You're like a little mini Catherine. I so see it.
Shout out, Catherine.
I didn't.
Wow, that's hilarious.
We all have the same doctor because.
Dude, we gotta do it. We have to do a. If we're gonna manage you, we have to do a fake OnlyFans parody.
Let's do it.
Because, yo, like in the real porn world, they would do like, okay, Simpsons parody porn.
Is it like the Easter one?
Seinfeld.
Easter parody
porn.
Easter?
Oh, easy. We don't even gotta wait till Easter. We could just bring the bunny suit back out.
I don't want the bunny suit.
But then, yo, we could do fake Ace Family porn with Hayden. Oh my God,
that's
so
I'm down to be the baby.
Fun. Wait.
I'll be the baby right now, Ace Family.
Go ahead.
Call her L.
I wish I could tell you guys what she is showing me right now. I feel like
tell
it's
me.
Not.
But wait.
I'll say it. So Sydney, what are you
so
showing
you
him?
Actually, you know how it goes.
Adam, just fucking expose the bitch.
Yo.
Wait, what do you have to say, Adam? I love your insight.
Yo. I feel like Bryce Hall already knows about that type of stuff.
Bryce Hall already knows the in-halls of my pussy.
Watching a movie.
Allegedly.
Where
how
you
it goes, like
no I wasn't
allegedly.
There.
Yo, Bryce Hall, bro. No, yo, Austin, you're gonna get
Bryce
serious
Hall.
About your family,
it's not,
bro.
It's not.
Bryce
people.
Hall knows the halls of my pussy, allegedly. Oh my
allegedly. Save me.
I love this podcast. Yo, you're like the Lena of the group now. You're like the prude one.
I'm
this is crazy.
The mother, right?
Oh my God, I hate it.
I'll bust it if it pays the rent. No, I'm just kidding.
Bro, what the fuck? No. My whole life has changed.
Can you get more drunk for us? We want you to get turned.
I'll do one more shot before we end the pod.
It's almost
end it. End the pod. Let's go all day.
How much longer do you guys want to go?
Can
we
go
like
live?
An hour and a half
let's
already.
Go live.
Let's go live.
It's
go
like
live.
A bed.
You when know we carried the last IRLs. Did you see my fight with that man that I allegedly hit with my Yuri scooter?
Huh?
What?
I allegedly hit this man's car with Yuri's scooter.
Yo, y'all didn't drive, right?
Wait, why did
you let China like your bathroom?
Don't
your
drive,
bathroom is beautiful.
Get a Uber.
Wait, Adam, why didn't you let China like drive your bathroom?
No, I cannot drive you
Hayden,
home.
I'm just kidding. Show you
I probably shouldn't drive
Adam.
My cell phone.
It was this.
Give me a Uber.
Show Adam.
I already showed him.
She just showed me.
He said he was like, I
how do you know the
tea
before I do?
Yo, you think,
I just showed him.
You think Catherine's going to leave his ass if Bryce knocks him out?
I don't know what...
Me and
I
Catherine.
I think
can haul
I honestly,
each other.
This is my prediction.
Hi, Catherine.
This isn't their opinion, but I think Catherine is stuck in a very dark hole, like a black hole that's like sucking her in. She doesn't even know what to fucking do with it. I know you guys don't agree
her
with
this.
This
is the day before mine, so I feel you.
What
bro.
Does that have to do with my prediction?
I don't want anything to do with
no.
your prediction.
I think the girl sucked in a black hole that's sucking
about.
Her in. Oh my God, this is why there's
who
makeup on this.
Why are we sucking her
who
in?
What are you talking about?
Your mom and balls on a dirty fucking dick.
Oh,
Adam,
fun.
Is there any more questions?
I'm just so taken aback, bro.
Adam, the fact that you're wanting to end this fucking stream is making me want to like.
We're not even live. You're gonna have to wait like a week
know,
before
I'm
you find
so,
out.
I told her that I was
I'm
like,
very
he posts
live.
I was like, I
live.
Think this is a real thing.
And you're also like, oh, it's not gonna like. This is gonna be done soon. Right. It was just a little bit like.
I mean, I appreciate that
cheers,
you guys
everyone.
Think
wait,
that you should be on stream for like 3 hours, but I feel like an hour and a half is pretty good. You know?
Nope,
they watched a good 2 hours. It was like a movie.
I got plans later.
ET has a certain charm about it. She goes, nope.
Mm-hmm.
She just got some good catchphrases right
maybe
when you
I'm
need
narcissistic
it, you know?
And I like to be on the camera for a minute. My amount of time.
A few hours.
Yo, you know what's so good is I'm so not dropping this interview until we sign our OnlyFans contract.
That's me. Adam, let's sign it today. Hey,
Adam, I mean dead ass. I want you to be my manager. I mean
because
serious.
Because I haven't started yet, I would take paper to the pen for 30%.
I think Adam's going to take me and Michelle before he takes anyone.
You got to love a girl who's going to call you at a number higher than you were thinking about asking.
Adam, 10%.
Adam, you got to take me and Michelle
first. They're different.
Maybe 10%.
No, I was going to say they're different because they've actually got it started. I'm saying that because I haven't started it yet at all.
Listen.
I've just gotten nonstop messages about asking what my OnlyFans is.
Listen.
I feel like, so why not? Because you're basically naked on Instagram.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, if I told you like 30%,
honestly,
that gives you initiative
no,
to be
I've
like
I've been waiting
30%,
to make my OnlyFans till you manage me.
Honestly, if Lena sees my vision, then we're lit. Because I see it. Like, yeah.
I will say the best thing.
I'm ready to be a motherfucking porn
the
star.
The best thing
bitches.
About, like, doing all of us together is that we're so close. So if you're like, all right, all of us are going to do one together, okay.
You know what's the best part is Lena just likes, she
clicked, liked
she
the
hearted my message.
We need to call her. Yeah.
Call
Lena.
Call her. Come on.
Listen, Lena responded. Listen, she's such a boss bitch. You know what she said? She goes,
she's a bad bitch.
I'm down. We'd have to get a team to run their OnlyFans.
Yeah. I wish she was here today.
Right.
Let's
yeah,
do it.
I really
you
do
fucking
wish
fucking
she was
white
here.
Bitch.
I didn't fuck with her in the first interview. And I was like, dude, I was blacked the fuck out.
I was fucked up in the bathroom. Adam, you...
Hey, you want me to FaceTime Lena right now?
Let's FaceTime Lena.
We were dead ass black. I was blacked out when I saw
her. I love Lena.
Adam, I must say, I'm sad this isn't live.
Lena!
Hey! I miss you.
Hi, sorry.
We wish you were here today.
We really have been asking for you.
I'm in baby mom mode right
now.
Lena, we will babysit.
Congratulations.
They
want to
babysit really bad, babe.
Adam,
we do.
Let me babysit. Lena,
I know.
Because I'm a mom.
Lena, I know.
They got one homie who's a mom, and she's pretty cool, too, and she... Yo,
pretty cool. I'm very cool.
Lena's waist is snatched after the baby. This girl looks... I don't understand how the fuck she had a baby, bro. That's fucked up. That's not fair to all the other girls.
Lena's putting up for the thick bitches, though. She's putting up for the thick bitches.
Just hold it to the mic.
Hi, baby.
Yes, Cindy,
we
had
get to do what we had to do.
Hello.
Hi.
We wish you were
here
today.
We wish you were here today.
I'm sorry I couldn't be there, guys.
Oh my gosh!
I was trying to prove that I could be independent.
Should I pull a black China, Lena?
White China.
Should I walk the fuck out? Yeah, we're still here. But we miss you.
Lena, they made me take shots.
I wish you were having fun
with
us,
same.
Honestly.
We weren't there
we
for
did.
The baby
we
shower.
Yeah, you never invited us to the baby shower.
Oh my God. It was a virtual baby shower because of
exactly.
COVID.
Wait, I know. COVID.
And we hope we're there for the wedding,
5 months ago.
Yeah,
so.
We predicted it.
Let us see your...
The baby shower was probably 10 months ago, yeah.
Well,
okay.
We'll
happens,
help you plan it. We'll do your bachelorette party.
I want to be a bridesmaid, for sure. I want to be a bridesmaid.
Okay, you're beautiful.
Wait,
no
5 months ago.
Isn't she? Tell her. Tell her.
Sexy.
Let me see.
I don't know.
Yo, because I... What are you saying?
Are you
Hayden, when is 5 months ago?
I had a few shots.
December or November?
Listen,
December.
Lena, I think that these girls are the perfect, like, hoe prep team, like, to bring the hoe out of you when you're
Lena.
Done being a mom, you
Lena,
know?
Lena, I will eat your ass.
Oh, my God. Dear Lord.
I will eat your ass, too. Lena, girl, I'm so sorry if I was, like... What's the word?
You condescending?
In a bad moment. We are black the fuck out. Conservative. That's not my vibe. I'm not condescending or conservative. We trying to eat your asshole.
I want
crazy,
that
crazy.
Mama booty. That asshole.
What you say?
I want that MILF booty.
I'm going to take an Uber. I'm going to leave my car since I'm...
Lena, you might have to pick him up.
I'll drive your car.
I might make Laura drive me home. Yeah, right.
Yes,
she
Laura.
Never.
I'll drive Laura.
Laura rides a tricycle around town.
I know she looks good because I seen her 2 years ago.
Here you go.
Lena?
So 2 years ago.
I told you I had her on Snapchat like 2 years ago.
Yes, Lena is a babe. That's what I'm saying. I come home.
Lena's the goat.
I come home and I want a pipe, but she's been breastfeeding for 8 hours.
I had no clue who she was. And like, before like, I ever told anyone that I like girls, I had her on my
she's
Snap.
She's the number one porn star.
She is. Thank you.
She won over Kim K. She won over Kim K. Okay. I salute Lena, and I fuck with Lena, and I've always wanted to fuck
same.
With Lena.
When you were there, I was black the fuck out, but I fuck with you.
No, it's not like
I mean,
fuck
like
with Lena
my
more
balls
so
are
like,
a little fucking like.
No,
Lena, this might be one of the best podcasts ever.
My titties like just fell out.
Yo, it's like a shot clock.
I know you're not, but I'll help you get there.
But Lena, we. We're gonna make you some money. We're gonna make you some money. Yeah. We love you.
Why do you start talking like Yosemite Sam when you're all riled up?
No, yo, I start talking like Pop Smoke sometimes, and I'll be like,
I'll see you like an hour.
Right. Not be awake.
Your voice changes.
Huh?
Wait.
And you won't be back.
No, I'm really gonna take a new break.
You literally just change your voice.
Welcome to the pod.
Love you.
Wait,
I'm gonna stop.
Adam, love you. Adam, when are we partying after this?
That's why I'm moving retarded.
Yo, you gotta understand the baby thing is like a whole thing.
Get
like,
a nanny.
She can't just like party.
She can't just pop up.
We could plan a like content session like a week from now.
I think the baby sitting would be fun. I get tested and everything.
Oh, that would be good. Yeah, she would appreciate that.
I don't want to, I'm clean, but like I just want to prove it.
She knows them, but if her knowing that I'm a mom of 5 years, she might be like, okay.
You guys can be mom buds.
I actually know, but I'm saying, like, if you're, like, babysitting, all of them being there.
Would
like,
you trust us with your baby babysitting her?
No, for sure, but I'm saying, like, Lena, like, on a whole nother level, if you're like, oh, we want to babysit, but then if you're like, Sydney is actually a mom of 5 years, she's coming,
you know,
she might be like, okay, that's different. Because she Lena actually has a kid.
Hayden would be trying to take shots with the baby, and that's just not, you know.
No, so, like,
We can babysit and I'll be the mom of the group and they'll be the fun ones. I like this idea. Yo, should we all do the Instagram follow right now? Because I don't think I follow any of you.
You don't. I follow you, Adam.
You
cannot give me a lap dance.
I know.
Lena the plug would be very upset. You respect the relationship.
I'm not.
Give Sydney a lap.
I know you're
dance.
In the zone, but you're going to have to take it out on Josh or Yuri.
Where's Sydney? Where's Yuri at?
Here, wait.
I got
you.
Yo, E.T. is thriving.
Oh, you know you love E.T.
What is that, Adam?
Yo, I made my phone bastard. I made my phone.
Go to Hayden's following.
Okay. I got him. I followed.
Me too?
No, go follow yours.
Okay, just tell Lena. She's my manager.
I've only seen how
much do you charge for your first dick sucking the OnlyFans?
Look at that. We're friends. Holy shit. E.T., you're going to do the follow-up too?
He was like, I would have never thought that.
E.T.'s never going to be able to spell her own Instagram name.
This is like a literal milestone.
It is.
E.T. said she would never hang out with you.
E.T. didn't even have an Instagram when she came on last time.
Do you remember that?
Look at all these people that we know in common, yeah.
He's like, fuck you, bitch.
Drew, Rochelle, Sean.
Sean. How do you know Sean? You ate Sean's ass? How do you know Rico Strong? He's a porn star.
Yeah, you know porn? Rico Strong?
You fucking porn crip stars?
Sydney knows everyone.
Crip porn stars? Sorry.
I don't follow him.
You don't? Oh, okay.
I don't know.
She knows everyone.
Yo, Rico Strong's lit, though.
This is who follows me.
Anybody who does porn and bangs crip is my homie.
Who? Who was it? Rico?
Rico Strong.
Yeah, I don't know who they follow me. I don't follow them.
He bangs Crip.
You know they follow you.
And
the only people, I follow is Desto, Sean, and Drew.
All right, I'm just trying to get you guys to follow me so that we can follow each other, etc. Exactly, you know, yeah. We can form this bond.
Adam, you're trying to be my sugar daddy.
Oh, you're already following ET,
the clout sugar daddy.
You're following me.
Rochelle, am I just gonna type Rochelle?
No, you follow Hayden. Hayden already did it. Yeah.
I already follow you, Rochelle Vega.
Hayden, did
I got
it,
you. Hayden put it in.
Oh shit! Okay, here we are. We're lit. Instagram's looking pretty good. Little House Phone liking all your pics. He's still trying to get some pussy. I like it.
I love him. He's great.
Love that for you.
Has House Phone ever eaten your vagina?
No, we've never done anything sexual with House Phone. But I love him.
I know Drew filmed it. We interviewed him a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you are you trying to eat House Phone's ass in the new year?
No, I'm not.
What if he cleans it?
If he cleans it,
just a little bit.
He doesn't have any blueberry jam on it. All right, we're gonna end this pod. E.T.
Hayden's not here to end it.
E.T., we love you for what you are, which is a drunk ass bitch.
Adam,
you know?
I thought you hated me.
That's not true. Bro, we gotta wrap this. British? No job, Barry. Coolest podcast in the world. Shout out to the Blackout Girls. Shout out E.T.
Shout out Adam22.
The show girl. Line of the plug. And Parker.
Parker,
the
baby. And bitch.
Yeah, well, Parker Ann is an honorary Blackout Girl. It's lit.
Parker Ann is our god baby.
Just so she could have friends.
Let's fucking go. Y'all gotta have a kid for sure.
Oh,
no I'm jumper. Not, no, coolest no. podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube,
coolest
SoundCloud, iTunes. Shout out to Laura. Shout out Josh. Shout out Yassi. Prettier than the stars. Let's fucking go. Drop a comment. Bang, bang, bang.
Baddest